Yeah, that's not a message you want to send out. Nick Jones, lovely to speak to you. He's from Alpha Dog Behaviour, Dog Behavioural Specialist, talking about this new restaurant that's opening up in Birmingham called The Hungry Pooch. I have to say, we've got to send a reporter on when it's open and get it all. Sure, we must have some dog owners on the staff. Or we could just send along Mr. John Holmes.
I'd go to that, yeah.
You go to that. Would you go as the dog or the owner?
I would. Well, I'd alternate. I think that's only fair. Interesting, you talk about dog privilege. Is that a thing now? Is that like white privilege, but for dogs?
It's very, very, very similar. They're doing better in all areas of life. Education, access to healthcare.
dog diversity.
What's happening on your show today, sir?
Well, we will be visiting Manchester. Not physically, of course. Can't afford the ticket to send you and me. So, we'll be in Manchester for the conference. Of course, Theresa May speaks tomorrow. Boris is this afternoon. Following up on the latest from Las Vegas, we will be talking to various people from Las Vegas to bring us up to speed. And also, you know, there's a question of motive, which is still being asked over there, which, you know, it's such a... Not, it's unusual, but it's there's so many parameters to that man and the story that it's all hard to figure out. So we'll be doing our best.
Absolutely. Thank you very much indeed. That's John Holmes coming up after the 1 o'clock news here on Talk Radio. I'll be back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Stoptober is back, and this year it's bigger than ever. Over a million people have used the Stoptober 28-day Stop Smoking Challenge to help them quit. And Stoptober's got loads to help you stop for good, like the free app, the online community, and face-to-face support. Plus, you can use patches, gum, even e-cigarettes to help you kick the habit. Keep it up for 28 days and you're 5 times more likely to quit. So come on, join in, because Stoptober is bigger than ever. Search Stoptober for all the support you need to quit smoking for good.
Calling all units, reports coming in of Sky's gripping new cop drama, Tin Star, epic Game of Thrones and loads more shows, all with Sky TV from £20 a month. Sky TV and Sky Q, the next generation box, have been sighted in the vicinity. Witnesses report watching wirelessly all round the home for just £12 extra a month. Units should respond immediately and search Sky Q to join or recontract. Sky. Believe in better.
SkyQ multi-screen and upfront payment required. £20 standard setup, SkyQ kit loaned at no cost, new 18-month TV contract, terms apply.
Another one drives a duster.
Another one drives a duster.
Hey, why don't we get one too?
Another one drives a duster.
Get in on the action with the Dacia Duster SUV. And with the Dacia Scrappage Scheme, you can save up to £1,000 when you swap your old car for a brand new Dacia Duster. Order by the end of this year and register by 31st of January 2018. Dacia, you do the maths. Exclusions apply. Eligibility criteria apply. Visit dacia.co.uk/scrappage to find out more.
We love home. Coming back to it just the way we left it. The handwritten lists on the fridge and our collection of tools lying around. We love home because it's full of the things that matter to us. That's why we created the Nest Cam security camera. It alerts you to movement at home when you're not there and securely streams HD video to your mobile so you know what's going on wherever you are. To learn more, visit nest.com/UK. Or if you're in the trade, become a Nest Pro at nest.com/EU/pro and pick one up from your local wholesaler.
The new TradePoint catalogue is out now. Pick up your free copy today in one of our 290 stores nationwide. Trade on.
This unsavory creature, called the Monster Bill, makes its home in motor vehicles, where the Monster Bill's voracious appetite for money slowly drives the owners, who can't be bothered to switch their car insurance company, bananas. But could the Monster Bill now be at risk of extinction from its one natural and powerful predator?
Go compare! Rawr! Just go visit them today. Keep that Monster Bill at bay. Yes, before you go bananas, go compare!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At one. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. Victoria's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, no motive yet for Vegas killer. The Tories are united and tributes to Tom Petty.
Talk Radio.
Police say they still don't know why a retired accountant carried out America's deadliest gun massacre. Officers have found more than 40 guns at Stephen Paddock's home and in his Las Vegas hotel room, where he shot dead 59 people and injured more than 500 others at a music festival. His neighbours in Mesquite say he kept himself to himself, and it stunned local police.
We haven't had any traffic stops with him. We haven't had any arrests, any kind of contact whatsoever.
Professor of Criminology and author on gun control, Peter Squires, has told Talk Radio America is awash with guns.
The only way that the industry can convince people to buy more is by making them more powerful, more lethal, more accurate, more rapidly deployed. They've moved from revolvers to semi-automatic handguns, and now the gun of choice for the home defence civilian is an assault rifle, essentially a military weapon.
The Prime Minister is expected to be in the audience as the Foreign Secretary makes his speech to the Conservative Party conference this afternoon. Boris Johnson's written an article and given an interview recently which many people have interpreted as an attempt to undermine Theresa May. Commons leader Andrea Leadsom has told Talk Radio the Cabinet is united.
We always want to hear from our Foreign Secretary, no question about that. He's absolutely clear, he's fully behind Theresa May's Brexit negotiations. I think that it's a shame that it's taking over the story, because there's been some great announcements here.
Uber's new chief executive is meeting the head of transport for London today after the firm lost its licence to operate in the capital. Uber's apologised for mistakes and will file an appeal before the deadline later this month. A Greater Manchester police sergeant has appeared in court accused of murdering his wife, who was a detective in the same force. 43-year-old Darren Mackay is alleged to have killed Leanne in Wilmslow and Cheshire last Thursday. And tributes are being paid to the rock star Tom Petty, who's died aged 66. The singer's family have confirmed his death from cardiac arrest. Bob Dylan has called it shocking, crushing news, while Coldplay performed his hit Free Falling during a gig in the States last night.
I like that Coldplay do this. When something happens...
Every time.
I think it's
just trying to get like YouTube hits.
You think it's showing off?
Not showing off. I think it's a bit taking advantage. Like, they'll jump on. They seem to be a fan of everyone who dies.
Yeah. Well, what's wrong with that?
Because they can't like. So since the start of 2016,
yeah,
lots of people have died.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of everyone.
Yeah.
So I haven't paid tribute to everyone. But I feel like they'll just do it for anyway.
They will, but you're right about the YouTube hits. But what I kind of like about it is they go to the effort of learning the song, you know.
I saw Coldplay once, and they were doing a gig on the radio, and it was the day Leonard Cohen died.
Yep.
He read the lyrics off a piece of paper.
But he made an effort, didn't he? Did you read the lyrics off a piece of paper? No, you didn't. On the radio? No, you didn't. You ignored it. You laughed, in fact.
I remember you laughing.
When Leonard Cohen died.
No,
you said.
That's really cruel, Corny.
Yeah, isn't he?
Oh.
Yeah, now when other people pay tribute, he gets uppity. No. But he just laughs at, dead rock stars.
No, I don't.
I saw you earlier.
No, I didn't.
There's nothing funny about a dead rock star, Cornelius.
Thank you.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
This is tragic.
Dressing as a clown, and singing a Tom Petty song in the office is not appropriate behaviour.
HR has been informed.
Thank you, Victoria.
You're undermining my argument here, where I think it's Coldplay exploiting these deaths, which obviously are sad.
Maybe they're just nicer people than you. Thought about that? Shall I do the weather?
Yeah, let's do the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Victoria's got the weather.
We're not judging people on appearance today. So the weather: bright with more sunshine for many, cool and breezy with some showers from northwest England, highs of 17 degrees.
Thank you very much. How are you today, Victoria?
I'm fine, John. How are you?
All right, thank you very much.
Good.
Yes. Now, bonus news today.
Yes.
Which one is it?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I think it's animal news.
Oh, brilliant. And I don't mean that sarcastically.
It sounded sarcastic.
I know. I'm happy
you
to do
that.
You
can do mineral if you want.
Definitely not.
No. So we bring you, in case you are wondering, at 3:30 each day, we do bring you extra news, really, because 2 minutes is not long enough for a bulletin, we figure. So what we have to do is make that time up a little bit, and we do that with bonus news. And we cover off everything else that doesn't fit in the news. Animal, vegetable and mineral, because that's everything, apart from fungus, but that's too complex. Plastic's man-made, it doesn't count. So if it's happening in the world of animals, Victoria will have those details for you around about 3:30. And who's got the sport?
John Howick.
John Howick with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
Good afternoon, I'm John Howick.
Former England manager Sam Allardyce says Harry Kane would be absolutely his choice of captain. The Spurs striker scored 13 goals for club and country in September, with a World Cup qualifying doubleheader with Slovenia and Lithuania to come this week. Sam Allardyce says Kane should have the armband.
100%, no doubt about it. Can lead by example. I think that he's evolved into a world-class centre-forward for me, and still room to get even better than he is already. And I think that as a person, in my experience, capable of taking the pressure of the armband as captain, both on and off the field.
Gareth Bale will miss Wales' do-or-die doubleheader in World Cup qualifying against Georgia and the Republic of Ireland. The Real Madrid forward sustained a calf injury, with the Welsh needing 4 points to guarantee second place in Group D. Barnsley striker Tom Bradshaw has been called up in his place. And finally, England's women have gone top of cricket's world rankings for the first time. They replace Australia after winning the World Cup on home soil during the summer. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you, pre-recorded John Howick today with his pre-recorded TalkSport sport powered by TalkSport. You're listening to Talk Radio. It's Tuesday afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah.
Nicer problems to have. This Tuesday, there's a record £167 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. Euromillions. Only from the National Lottery.
Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
So good afternoon, it is. I hope you're feeling that I run this entire show.
Amazing how panicked we all got when
I would be completely starkers.
Michael Jackson has apparently got a new album called
Come Back to Life Like a Zombie. What are you going to say about that?
Yeah.
You've appropriated another culture's animal, like a frog.
I'll buy some for you, and please, you can pay me back.
Please do. Elon Musk, you know, often comes out, it's like Nick Knowles stopping all war. Sort of unexplainable, isn't it?
Videos of Nick Knowles singing.
It's about the only thing that's of worked. Today's show, yeah, that's actually been a success.
Everything else.
Numby pumby, wishy washy, snowflake, cheeky kids.
This Sunday, live from the beach in Cleethorpes.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
Something very odd going on in this.
Something else is playing.
There's something very odd going on technically today in here again, isn't there? That was very odd, wasn't it?
Was there something else playing?
This happened on Friday as well.
Did it?
Yeah, it did.
Go on, press
I'm going to try and figure that. Hang on. Let's, what's going on with the equipment in here, honestly? Let's try that again, shall we?
Step inside. Yeah. We're inside
that's
our
fine,
hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Edit that bit out.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
So
who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
So good afternoon then, it is Talk Radio. Dol afternoon. Je suis John Holmes. Je m'appelle John Holmes. I've no idea why I'm saying France words. I blame Brexit for that. But welcome you are indeed to your Tuesday between 1 and 4 on Talk Radio. As we, like the Civil Aviation Authority with Monarch's beleaguered passengers, now repatriate you across from those other radio stations that you might be stuck at. Honestly, they're all the same, the other ones, aren't they? We try to do things a little bit differently for you in the afternoon. A little entertainment value. So think of the news, then, as a ballot box in a Spanish polling station. And this show as a riot policeman. We rush in, we grab the news, and we deal with it in our own way. Except we're not violent or aggressive. Or willing to hit a peaceful voter in the face. Or push an innocent bystander down some stairs. Much like the Spanish police seem to be very happy to do, don't they? So this is your alternative to the likes of LBC or Five Live. We'll just be doing it in the same old boring way. Round here, it's a welcome change. I mean, yes, it's also a change like in Spain, where the people want something different to the mainstream. Except, sadly, the authorities, you know, by which I mean, you know, management, resist it. And I'll be honest, there have been threats of violence. I'm fully expecting Talk Radio's riot police to come in and drag us forcibly away from the equipment in here. There were clashes in the office earlier, producers dragged away. There have been reports of rubber microphones being fired at presenters. Shocking scenes. Saw one presenter earlier in the car park with a crowbar. Anyway, welcome. And yes, of course, we will be bringing you detailed coverage. Not least from the Tory party conference this afternoon, Boris Johnson will be giving his speech while we're still on air, so we'll be talking a little bit about that. Amber Rudd's done a speech. Theresa May's big speech is tomorrow. We can look ahead to it. We will be talking Tory party conference. We're also going to be bringing you the latest from Las Vegas. Of course, you've just been hearing in the news the police are still looking for a motive. But what is the latest thinking? What is the latest statistic? We're hearing a lot about gun control today, so we'll be touching on that as well, like we did yesterday. So that's on the way. There are more things as well between 1 and 4 o'clock on weekday afternoons, Horatio, than I've dreamt of in your philosophy. Thanks for texting in and asking what's on the show, by the way, Horatio. Welcome. Well, here's what else you're going to get. Headline Hijack is on the way this hour. That's where you get to make up a news story from scratch. Just a couple of sentences will do, or a paragraph. Get it to us, and at 2 o'clock, when the actual news is on, brought to you in association with Victoria's Mouth.
It's this mouth.
That's it. She'll have the news, and in it, though, will be a news lie. That's what we do. We call it Headline Hijack. We like you to supply the lie. Supply the lie. 87222 is our number.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio is our Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Any word you'd like. There's a diversity paper review. We'll be going through all the newspapers today for you. Of course, Tara's in with us today. And her diversity is that she is Jewish. We have a Kickstarter project to help along. Now, if you are a regular listener to the show, you'll know that one of the helpful things, one of the helpful services we provide is by getting people with crowdfunding ideas and Kickstarter projects and inviting them on the radio to talk about it. Today, we have one in the studio. It's a new game that's being launched to do with streaming music services. So we're going to be talking to its inventor and having a go on it to see if it works. That's on the way. Work experience punditry. Today, Hayley is with us. She's our work experience. We have, of course, dragged her away from the mundanery of everyday work experience things. And today she'll be in front of the microphone reviewing new music for us. There's the big debate at 3. As I mentioned earlier, we will be talking to our reporter Alex Dibble, live from Manchester. He's up there for the conference. We also have for you a game of Snowflake Buckaroo. Now, again, if you're unaware of it, let me explain. It's like Buckaroo. You know Buckaroo with the donkey? You know the donkey game where you hang tools on a donkey, don't you? A little plastic donkey. And then eventually, when it gets weighed down so much, it kicks them off. You shout Buckaroo and it's game over for whoever hung the last thing on the donkey. Well, it's like that, but with Snowflake Millennials. We take a millennial, we hang trigger phrases on the millennial until such time as they panic and run to their safe space. Two millennial snowflakes playing head-to-head in today's Snowflake Buckaroo. That's on the way. So, here's who's on the team today. Marta is assistant producing today. She is Asprod Marta. She's through the ventana.
Hola.
That's Spanish for window, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Olaris.
No, ventana.
Ventana. Ah.
Not ventana, but ventana.
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 Yeah.
Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas. Patatas bravas. Patatas bravas. Chloe's on the buttons. Hi, Chloe.
Hello.
Hello. Chloe got married, everybody.
Yeah.
Chloe,
yeah.
Oh, and I
congratulations.
Victoria and Con gave me a joint card.
That's...
Woo!
Hello.
I forgot about that.
That's either coupley or cheap. Is there another marriage on the horizon?
Yeah.
No.
Cornelius
is
and
this
Victoria
your proposal?
Got engaged.
No.
Oh, did you? Are you two? Are you?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
It's because Cornelius is cheap, Chloe. That's why.
I thought we were going to do a group card. So,
who bought the card? Victoria bought the card.
Yes.
And Cornelius asked to sign it.
Yes.
I mean, that really is disappointing, Cornelius. You work with Chloe.
Can I still get a thank you card?
You don't even like her enough to get her own card. Oh. I got you a card, Chloe.
You did your card.
Yeah. Cornelius is here as well. Hi, Cornelius.
Hello. Yeah.
So all of that on the programme then. Welcome along. It's Talk Radio. In the afternoons, I am John Holmes. Something wrong with the equipment again. I don't really
Sounds
know
really
what,
bad.
I don't know what happened there. We'll try and fix it. During Traffic and Travel, which is coming next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show that's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses, driving you up the wall and around a U-bend with outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
Hi, I'm Steve Backley.
And I'm Roger Black.
As Olympians, we know that if you work hard and believe in yourself, you can achieve your goals.
That's why we've created Performing Property, to help people like you learn how and why to invest in the property market.
We have a series of free training workshops coming to London soon.
To find out more, visit talk.discoverpip.com.
Register now and get started on your path to being a successful property investor.
Come and join our team.
Visit talk.discoverpip.com.
We love home. Being cozy, forgetting about the world, and our favourite mug with the chip in it. We love having control and saving energy, even when we're nowhere near home. That's why we created the Nest Learning Thermostat. It learns what you like to help you save energy, and lets you control the heating and hot water right from your mobile. To learn more, visit nest.com/UK, or if you're in the trade, become a Nest Pro at nest.com/EU/pro and pick one up from your local wholesaler.
Money.
Unless you win the lottery.
Get lucky with a metal detector.
Or strike oil in your back garden.
It doesn't come for free, but at least it's protected for free. Because should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, the Financial Services Compensation Scheme protects up to £85,000 of your money. Search FSCS Protected for more information.
There are some interesting stories about what McDonald's Chicken McNuggets are made from. Are they really a delicate combination of everything from beaks to tree bark? Or the result of years of experimenting with top-secret alien chickens found on a crashed UFO in Area 51? No, they're not. Sorry. Chicken McNuggets are actually made from 100% chicken breast meat, and the chickens aren't 10 feet tall, able to yodel in B-flat or pink and orange striped either. They're just chickens. If you want to try a McNugget, they're served after 10:30 a.m. And if you want to find out more, search McDonald's Good to Know.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
Problems in Cambridgeshire for the M11. Emergency repairs south at junction 14 for the Cloverleaf interchange. It's causing delays. One lane's closed there. And staying in the county, the A1101 through Wisbeach is currently closed by an accident near to Freedom Bridge. That's causing delays. No change for Bristol southbound M5. The motorway is closed junctions 19 to 20 after an accident and a chemical spill. So delays for the M5 and surrounding routes, the A4 in particular. And no fuel available at the HGV pumps on the southbound M6 at Stafford Services, located between junctions 15 and 14. I'm Joanna Adams.
Godfrey, Godfrey, fetch me a tub of luxurious Haagen-Dazs ice cream. Mmm.
Haagen-Dazs ice cream is now just £2.34 at the Co-op. That's better than half price. But shh, don't tell my lady. Another deal for you.
from the Co-op. Was £5.29, subject to availability. See participating stores for details. Offer ends 17th of October.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, a very good afternoon to you. It is 20 past one and you are listening to Talk Radio, of course. Now, the latest from Las Vegas, as we know, continues to be relentlessly bleak. 59 or more people dead, 527 injured. It's the worst mass shooting in US history. The police are still looking for a motive. What made an affluent, some reports say millionaire, professional gambler and property developer and retired accountant, we understand, 64 years old, unknown to police, no history of mental illness. What makes him amass an arsenal of 42 weapons, take more than half of them into a hotel with him and begin spraying a crowd with bullets? Other reports suggest he just snapped. What exactly does that mean? And why does anyone need 42 guns? That's intent, is it? I mean, why would you? Surely that points to someone who hasn't just snapped. Plus, the gunman checked into a hotel 2 or 3 days before the concert, presumably with the 20-odd guns found in his room with him. So again, is that just snapping? At the moment, as I say, no motive. Police are perplexed. In the coming days, as the investigation pans out, we, of course, will have more information. But who knows what those lines of inquiry will uncover. We talked US gun control on the show yesterday. Here's a sobering statistic, though. In all wars in US history, from the Civil War through to Vietnam, Afghanistan and Iraq, 1.2 million Americans were killed. All right. In the US alone with guns, it's 1.5 million, which is, as I say, very sobering. On the line, Mike Berry. He's a clinical forensic psychologist and he's joining us. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon, John.
Thanks for joining us. So, look, can somebody just snap?
Yes, they can. And we have a lot of offences where that happens, but not in this case. This guy didn't snap. He's gone through a great deal of planning. He spent 3 days in the hotel. He's acquired a lot of equipment. He planned what he was doing, including his death. I would expect a spree killer to be killed by the cops, suicide by cops, as we call it.
Yes.
He killed himself, and he didn't do, like Michael Ryan or anybody else, leave it to the last couple of bullets. He had plenty of bullets left. So I see this guy very much in terms of probably having an undiagnosed mental health problem. Don't forget, men are pretty bad at going to the doctors to get treatment anyway.
Yeah.
So I would argue he's likely to have undiagnosed depression because he is so angry with the world, and what comes across is his anger, and that results in him committing suicide. So I would argue he's angry with the world, or angry with a proportion of the world, and he's taken that out on these poor innocent people and then topped himself.
Yeah. And they're using this word snapped, and I suppose that's the only explanation they're coming up with, because he'd never, as we're learning and we heard in the news there, never been in trouble with the law. He's never shown any outward signs, certainly that we know of any kind of mental illness. And you'd think, would you not, and I might be wrong, so do correct me, please, if people are ill, then they, loved ones, people around them, colleagues, would notice or not?
No, quite often people hide their mental health problems from the nearest and dearest and from colleagues. And people might also misinterpret hangover or something like that for depression.
Right, okay. So, I mean, are there signs that people should look out for? Should we be doing more to help these people?
Well, the first thing you should do is ask why he had 42 guns.
Yeah.
We had the problem with Hunger Ferdinand Dunblane, and the government brought in the idea that there's a limitation on the amount of weapons you have. I would have thought one of the things they need to do is get these guys to register their guns and have them in a rifle club so they can only access one at any one time and not build up this massive armory.
Well, though you could argue that one's enough.
Oh, sure, I accept that. But, he's gone to great lengths. Now, what's interesting about this case is he's unusual that a spree killer normally is a teenager to late 20s, early 30s. I can't think of many as old as him at 64. That's extremely rare to have somebody killing for the very first time and in a spree killing.
Yeah, which is what I think has sort of shocked everyone over and above the initial shock, isn't it? Because you're right. And also, when we've seen these sort of things before with the younger people you were mentioning, it's ordinarily somebody walking around a school or a community or whatever it might be. But this is a sort of premeditated sniper position almost.
Yeah, but again, it's access. So kids, killers go into school because in the old days you could get into school quite easily. They've got into hospitals, they even go into military bases, and then it's all tightened up. Here is a situation where he could overlook his victims, and he had 100% access, which is unusual.
Yeah, and in terms of a mindset, then, if we're talking about, you know, not snapping in that way. If psychology, sort of, with psychology in mind, is it a slow build-up? I mean, it can be over a number of years. Presumably, this can all build and build.
Oh yes, I would expect him to build up a level of anger towards either individuals or organisations. We know that. Well, we think we know that he wasn't particularly religious, so he's not a religious fanatic. He's not a survivorist. In the sense that they all go up in the hills with their guns. Mm. So I wonder whether he's actually angry at either society in general or maybe Las Vegas and the casinos. Because he was a big gambler, but apparently...
By reports, yeah.
Yeah, had money. But whether he was expressing some anger at the casino owners or what, you know, because this certainly would have an effect on them. Also, we don't know yet whether he left a suicide note or what's more common these days is the kind of self as the videos. You know, people make videos of themselves as a suicide note. So we don't know if that's happened yet.
And in terms of, just on that point you mentioned about him sort of turning the gun on himself rather than the police having to do it, I mean, how rare is that? Because certainly in the Hungerford, you mentioned Hungerford, of course, Michael Ryan shot himself, didn't he, at the end, rather than be taken by the police. But what's, you know, do you, sort of in your experience, have, you know, that is your end game? You go in knowing you're going to do that, waiting for the police to come.
The whole idea of being a spree killer is you're going in to kill as many people as you can and then either be killed by the police or more likely to be killed by yourself. They can't trust the police not to maybe gas them and then they survive and be charged with the murder. So they tend to want to kill themselves. But it's all linked in very much with their sense of depression, their sense of anger, and they want to commit suicide.
Yeah. Just on the point, we were talking yesterday a little bit about gun control, and when Obama started to bring in more checks and the backlash against that from the, you know, the gun lobby was all about psychological tests, and the fear was, we learned yesterday, that if you want to exercise your right to bear arms, as in the Second Amendment, yet you've had one visit to a psychiatrist for a minor issue, you know, for a slight bit of depression, what it be, then that will be on your record, and they'll stop you buying guns. So do you think, with that in mind, if people know they have a problem, yet they are gun enthusiasts, they would deliberately not go because they wouldn't be able to buy a gun?
Oh, sure. Well, without any doubt, you would expect them to do that. As I said earlier, that a lot of men have depression and never go and see their GP. So if you know there's a consequences of going to see the GP or psychiatrist or psychologist, then you're less likely to do it.
Yeah. How do you know? What's a sign that you probably should be going to seek some help? For anyone thinking, you know, am I depressed? Am I not depressed? I mean, you know, he's obviously travelled a long way down the line, but what are those signs you should be looking out for in yourself?
In terms of depression, sleep problems, very low mood, not being able to get out of bed in the morning, force themselves to do things like that. But then some people will then go into suicidal ideas and they start thinking about suicide and they start getting into a very negative cycle of negative thinking. And that's where you need to hit them. You need to hit them with positive thinking, changing their automatic thoughts to a much more positive mood. But that takes time and commitment from the individual.
Okay. Listen, Mike, thank you for joining us. Mike Berry there, clinical forensic psychologist. Speculating as we must, but the only information we have, of course, is what is coming out of Las Vegas at the moment. But it's interesting what he was saying there regarding snapping. It is the word that keeps being used in these reports about a man who's had no previous convictions. No previous evidence of mental illness, certainly. But as he was saying, you don't just snap, not when you're building up an armory and checking into a hotel with that intention. In the coming days, of course, we'll learn much more as the investigation pans out, as I say. But with the very latest, Victoria's here with the news at 1:30 on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Police are still working to establish the motive behind a mass shooting which left at least 59 people dead at a Las Vegas concert. Detectives found more than 40 guns in the hotel room and home of Stephen Paddock, who killed himself after the attack. Here's security expert Will Geddes.
If they cannot find any distinguished motivation, it is going to be a real challenge for them in terms of what countermeasures they can do in the future, and this is why this opens up this debate about gun control in the United States.
It's going to be made illegal to sell assets to under 18s. The Home Secretary has announced the measure after a series of attacks using noxious substances. Thousands of protesters are blocking major roads in Catalonia and Spain. Catalan trade unions called the strike to show public anger at police violence during the region's banned independence referendum on Sunday. Workers on South Western Railway are the latest train staff to vote in favour of strike action. The RMT says its members voted 4-1 in favour of walkouts in a dispute over the role of guards. And Sir Paul McCartney has sent his love to the family of Tom Petty as he led tributes following the news of the singer's death. The free-falling singer passed away aged 66 after a cardiac arrest. Bob Dylan has called it shocking, crushing news. The weather bright with more sunshine for many. Cool and breezy with some showers from northwest England. Highs of 17 degrees. There's more news in half an hour.
There is, and that news will contain today's example of fake news. Ordinarily, everything Victoria said is accurate. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of that she said then is true. All of it. You know, because she diligently researches
it. At the time of broadcast.
Yeah, things can obviously change. You know, Paul McCartney might retract his statement. I mean, it's unlikely, but, you know.
Well, no, he's leading the tribute, so he's been nominated to lead them.
Oh, he's leading. So
someone
right.
else might lead them.
Yeah, they might overtake it.
Mick Jagger might overtake, because I saw him do a tribute, but yeah. clearly
said
not the leading tribute.
No.
Coldplay have done this.
Interrupt me, thanks. Mm-hmm. Mick Jagger said he made some great music.
Yeah.
How do you... Who nominates who leads the tributes?
Is it the most famous?
Yeah, I think there's a... Is it? Do they pick straws? Do they get all the famous people round and then draw straws as to who leads
maybe.
The tribute? So maybe Bob Dylan was there, Paul McCartney, we said Chris Martin from Coldplay.
You'd imagine there'd be an app for that nowadays, because to gather all in the room would be very difficult for all these
mega stars.
Yeah,
but they do, because if you've ever seen when somebody famous does die like that, the alert has to go out, doesn't it? Mm. And they have a great big, like the bat signal,
okay.
right? You know, from Batman, the sky on a cloud.
Yeah.
They switch that on, and it shines a bit in the sky, and all the celebrities can see it.
Mm.
And then they have to assemble. Celebrities assemble in a underground cave, and then they have to decide which of them is going to lead the tributes.
Mm.
And I think they do it by picking straws out of.
Think you're meant to reveal the details of this on air, John. I think it's top secret.
All that celebrity secret stuff, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Just don't say where the cave is, okay?
God, I wouldn't do that.
Good.
Anyway,
Godalming.
Yeah, that's where it is.
Cornelius.
Sorry.
Anyway, the Celebrity Cave of Godalming, as they call it, is where the celebrities are leading the tributes from. What they do as well, it's like the Pied Piper of Hamelin, isn't it? So Paul McCartney will be at the front playing a pipe of peace.
Mm.
Play the pipes of peace, it's one of his songs.
Mm.
And he'll be leading them out of the cave, all the celebrities, behind Paul McCartney.
Sure.
In a massive tribute.
I see.
There. Anyway, that's how celebrity works. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll do Headline Hijack next.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Complete with the patented self-revolving conversation and early morning mechanical masticating topical debate stimulator. The well-supplied Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Add milk, add guests, add Jake Yap. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's It is time to bring you today's headline hijackery. So as we were saying, at 2 o'clock, Victoria will have the news. It will be live. It will be true, except for one small fact. And that fact is that the fact won't be a fact, it will be a fiction. One of the stories in the 2pm bulletin will be made up, it will be a lie, it will be untrue, it will be actual fake news. We celebrate fake news around here, and we've been doing so long before fake news was even a twinkle in Donald Trump's orange eye. And you're invited to make that news story up, roll up, one and all. Would you like to become today's headline hijacker? Couple of sentences, that's all you need. A paragraph, maybe, tops, for Victoria to say with her mouth. If you'd like your actual words said as the news on this programme, get in touch now. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Cornelius, what's been coming in?
The Tory party conference fringe has begun a couple nights ago with the Prime Minister hosting a ladies' night slumber party for Cosmopolitan magazine. Ruth Davidson, Andrea Leadsom and Amber Rudd all posed with the Prime Minister for photos in their pyjamas, gossiping about male members of the cabinet, and then going on to have a pillow fight.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's good. I think if they actually followed that through and did that, more endearing to the public, I think. That would be... The only problem is that Theresa May would probably be dressed in some pyjamas that cost £6,000 or something, and then...
Oh, yeah, you know, and then people would moan
about that, yeah. The parents of a man in Peru who was eaten by a wolf have said that they regretted ever teaching the boy who cried wolf allegory to their son when he was little. The man was killed last year after failing to cry wolf, and now his parents are calling for a global ban on the boy who cried wolf story. Yeah, that's an
irresponsible story, in my opinion.
It is, isn't it, really?
Especially in today's health and safety world.
Yes, well, times move on.
You need to, even if it is a drill, you have to have regular drills anyway.
Yep. If you do need, as I'm aware, the level of emergency rehearsal drills carried out by shepherds in case of wolf is poor at best.
Really?
Statistically speaking.
They should change that story to once there was a shepherd who cried wolf.
Yeah.
Everyone turned up. There was no wolf, and then he congratulated everyone on a successful drill.
That's right, exactly.
End of story.
Yeah, and they should have met at the muster point.
Yes.
Which is by the old stone wall.
Yeah, but don't tell the wolf that, because otherwise that'll be absolute carnage.
Someone should be a wolf monitor, trained as the works... Because it's a workplace, isn't it? A field.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a shepherd, you need a workplace wolf monitor. I mean, it stands to reason. It's making a mockery of health and safety laws, that story,
absolutely.
Actually.
Absolutely.
Anyway, thank you, Sarah, for sending that in. What have you got next, Cornelius?
This one is from Sean, who says, a whistleblower has revealed that MI5 put all the successful contestants from the ITV series Ninja Warrior UK on a watch list, as they suspected that some may be increasing their skills and abilities in order to run from the law and bring down the government. Since this has been leaked to the press, MI5 has said that they can't comment on any private matters and that they've closed down warp walls across the country.
Thank you very much indeed. So, if you've got a headline hijack, get in touch. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Diversity paper review on the way. We go through the papers with a different diversity each and every day. That makes us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. It's our way of helping that important issue out from the ground up. Tara's in with us today, and she's Jewish. And she will have her eye on the papers next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
The football's back.
What a chance! What a goal!
Which can only mean one thing. The Selco Predictor is back. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million!
Plus, in September, win a Sony PS4 bundle, complete with official DualShock controller and two games. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
I've fitted another one of those Valent EcoFit boilers today with a V-Smart.
V-Smart?
Yeah. It lets my customer control their boiler from anywhere through an app.
That's smart.
And it can help reduce bills too by making it work even more efficiently.
That's smart too.
It shows energy usage and it'll even connect to a smart home.
That's really smart. Why is it called V-Smart then?
At Valent, we're with you all the way. So our EcoFit Pure Range is compatible with V-Smart to give complete control. Search Valent V-Smart for more.
This unsavory creature, called the Monster Bill, makes its home in motor vehicles, where the Monster Bill's voracious appetite for money slowly drives the owners, who can't be bothered to switch their car insurance company, bananas. But could the Monster Bill now be at risk of extinction from its one natural and powerful predator?
Go compare! Rawr! Just go visit them today. Keep that Monster Bill at bay. Yes, before you go bananas, go compare!
At Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles, we understand how important it is to choose the right van for your business. That's why the Caddy is also available in petrol. It has city emergency braking as standard, comes with two free services, and is available on contract hire for just £159 a month. That's right, you're in van heaven. Search Volkswagen Caddy to find out more. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles, working with you. 36-month term, £954 initial rental and 20% VAT. Business users only. 18s and over. Until 2nd of January 2018. T's and C's and exclusions apply. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicle Financial Services.
Thompson is changing to TUI, the new name in holidays. We'll offer the same personal service and hand-picked hotels, plus so much more. We cross the T's, dot the I's and put you in the middle. TUI. Discover your smile. At all protected.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In October, we've got a 10-litre tub of Brilliant White or Magnolia Johnson's Trade Cova Plus Vinyl Matte Emulsion for only £24.99 expat. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Cambridge's M11 is heavy south towards Junction 14 for the Cloverleaf interchange. There's a lane closed there for emergency repairs. And in Wisbeach, the A1101 near Freedom Bridge is still closed in both directions because of an accident. The M5 south near Bristol remains closed, junctions 19 to 20, following an accident and a chemical spill. So long delays for the M5 and surrounding routes like the A4 are incredibly congested. And through Warwickshire, the southbound side of the M6 is queuing junctions 4A to 4 between the M42 links. That's because of a breakdown. I'm Joanna Adams.
Godfrey, Godfrey, fetch me a tub of luxurious Häagen-Dazs ice cream.
Mmm. Häagen-Dazs ice cream is now just £2.34 at the Co-op. That's better than half price. But shh, don't tell my lady. Another deal for you from the Co-op. Was £5.29, subject to availability. See participating stores for details. Offer ends 17th of October.
Status report, Mr. Spock.
Captain, I'm picking up distress signals from the neutral zone.
We're getting numerous reports of a giant Borg armada armed with Thaleron radiation warheads headed straight for Earth.
What are your orders, Captain?
Well, Mr. Sulu, I don't really have an opinion on that.
Julia Hartley Brewer's always got an opinion, whether you like it or not.
Join me every weekday morning from 10 as I boldly go where no radio presenter has gone before. Exploring all the biggest news stories and seeking out intelligent conversation.
It's speech radio, Julia, but not as you know it.
Tomorrow morning from 10 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And we are talking. And in a moment, we're talking newspapers with Tara for the Diversity Paper Review. Before that, though, obviously, there is a lot of news going around. Amber Rudd is talking to conference, to the Conservative Party conference. She's doing so in Manchester. She's already announced that the sale of acids to the to under-18s is going to be banned. Mirror Group Newspapers has been ordered by the High Court, did you see this, to pay a six-figure sum to actor Steve Coogan over phone hacking allegations. The Brexit vote, Michael Barnier says, or Michel Barnier, beg your pardon, says there's not been yet enough progress in negotiations to move on to the second phase of Brexit talks. Well, that's because all of the Tories are in Manchester, so they're a little bit busy with that at the moment. What I'm saying is that the news is all very complicated.
Oh. I can't get my head around it.
Well, you are in luck, Cornelius, along with everyone else who can't get their head around the news and finds it all a bit depressing and complicated, because we are here to help. Distilling the news down into bite-sized poetic chunks. That's what we do for you. Specifically, short-form Oriental verse. It's all to do with the syllables, don't you know? 5, 7, and 5. It's the news in haikus.
Catalonia is all over the front page. They're giving vote rage.
It's like Catatonia, isn't it? Like the band and their song Road Rage. Catatonia there. And their
thank God they wrote that song in haikus.
Yeah, that's a stroke of luck, wasn't it? There is, of course, a general strike in Catalonia. We spoke about this yesterday on the programme as well. Of course, the violence from the police in Spain over the weekend, all over this referendum vote that is deemed illegal by the Spanish courts, but was still carried out anyway. And the police come under accusation of being very heavy-handed. I imagine there's a lot of coverage of that in the newspapers today. Tara. Tara's here. She's doing our diversity paper review. The review is there. In order to get a different diversity onto the radio each and every day. And that's us doing our bit for diversity in the media. And Tara is...
Jewish.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Good. So what we got today?
This is the Daily Express, page 20. Prison chiefs have spent hundreds of pounds on fish tanks and pot plants to create a more formal atmosphere at their jail.
Right, I think it's a bit wrong to squash a prisoner into a fish tank. I mean, their cells are cramped enough as it is. I don't think...
They are trying to make it more therapeutic.
Too good for them.
I think that's wrong. You know, and again, you know, your average prisoner is a little bridge and a little plastic plant really going to rehabilitate a murderer. I don't think it is.
It might, I don't know. Saying that it will.
In the Express, is this?
Yeah, this is the Express.
They're foaming at the headline about this, aren't they?
Yeah, fish tanks at... what do you call them? Therapeutic.
Yeah.
End quote, jail.
Yeah. Well, the next it'll be puppies. They'll be stroking puppies in the jail.
Yeah.
Where are they putting the fish tanks? Does each prisoner get a fish tank?
No, it's a communal fish tank.
Right, can they fish in it?
It's a big fish tank. I don't think that would be very therapeutic.
Well, because it would... money saving. So the money that would be spent on the fish tank, right, could easily sort of be recycled into the canteen, couldn't it? Because if you had a therapeutic fish tank... Say you filled... You know, in prison...
Yeah, I've never been.
I know you do, Tara. You know, but that was, you know, I don't... I agree, yeah. I don't think you...
We won't focus too long on
I think
that,
you're
but
innocent,
I do know.
But I know you've done 3 months. But what I'm saying is, you know, around the top where all the doors are, the cells,
and that big... I can picture it now.
...communal bit in the middle...
It's triggering,
if you filled that with water and chucked a load of fish in so the prisoners could watch it swimming past the little glass windows on their doors.
Yeah.
Right? But then you open it up and they could fish out fish there. Fishing's therapeutic. And
that,
and
through then the cells.
Through the cell window. And then you give that to the fish to the canteen and thereby saving money on gruel or whatever it is that they eat, bread and water.
Is it cheaper to buy fish alive or just dead?
I don't know. I've not looked into it. I'm just saying this is a one way.
No,
forward.
You're right, because the fish would breed, wouldn't they? And
So there's an endless supply of
endless
fish.
Supply. But you'd have to get salmon fish or something, because you can't eat goldfish, can you?
No. Well,
no.
Don't think
they're
you can.
Too small.
Yeah. Well, you could. I mean, you could technically eat a goldfish if you wanted to. But
bad idea.
Yeah. I mean,
don't try this at home.
It's just a fish, isn't it?
Maybe salmon fish.
Yeah. But the idea of prisoners, something I can't. I can't see. Let's say it's all kicking off.
Yeah.
In a riot. Let's say there is a riot going on.
Yeah.
As sometimes there is in a prison, right?
I watched Orange is the New Black.
There we go.
I know all about it.
Well, I just watched the news. And I know it happens. So what if there's a load of rioting prisoners? They've barricaded themselves into a wing. Okay. And they're fighting with the screws. That's prison terminology. Right? The lags are fighting with the screws. I mean, I know this is giving you flashbacks, and I apologize.
It really is. Right. Yeah.
But say that's happening.
I thought I'd forgotten all about it. And there's coming back
there's
now.
There's a huge riot going on, right? And they've set fire to the mattresses and all that stuff that your kind Tara do in prison.
Yeah.
Right? And let's say that's happening. Then so yeah. Do you think, really, one of them's going to go, justice for the prisoners! Oh, fish. And just calm down a bit? I don't think so. I don't think that's going
to
happen.
I don't know if the aim is, like, to stop a protest.
Someone might drown in the ponds, though.
Are they ponds or tanks? They're tanks, aren't they?
Tanks. Well, someone might drown in
the tank. You can't put a tank in a prison. They'll use that. What if they commandeer it?
James Price of the Taxpayers Alliance has said taxpayers
hardly... We spoke to him yesterday.
We do.
Yeah.
Oh, well...
Not about this.
You didn't speak to him about this?
No, we spoke to him about politics.
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
But I bet he's angry as well.
He's been very busy because he's been talking about this. He said, taxpayers hardly expect their money to be spent on therapy fish for prisoners.
Therapy fish.
Therapy fish.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, he's right. So, next...
Next, when it comes to doing your washing up, it may... seem as simple as clean, rinse and dry, but it's not, because now loads of people rely on dishwashers.
Yep.
And they don't know how to wash up anymore.
Well, it's not, I mean...
Who doesn't know how to
wash
up?
Well,
millennials. I bet it's millennials.
You're staring angrily at me.
Do you know how to wash up, Tara?
I don't have a dishwasher.
You do?
I don't.
Oh, you don't? Well, then you know how to wash up.
Yeah, I do kind of know how to wash up. I'm not very thorough. I always get told off by my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy to leave bits on, isn't it? But the art of washing up is not that tricky. I mean, hot water, soap suds, cloth, in, done. It's not that.
Yeah, you have to rinse.
There's a new order that's been suggested. So you've got to do the glasses first, then the mugs, then the cups, then the saucers, then the side plates. And it goes on. You can read the order in the Daily Mail if you want.
You're never going to get a glass as clean yourself as a dishwasher can do it, though.
You've got to change the water halfway through. That's a must, they say.
I would do that. I agree with that, because it gets very murky very quickly, doesn't it? With food detritus.
Yeah. So.
And also, if it gets a bit cold, I want it boiling hot, so hot that I can barely get my hand in it as well, because I figure that's more hygienic. I figure that'll kill germs.
It is more hygienic. Yeah. You're supposed to have it as hot as possible, obviously not so you're injuring yourself.
So when it cools down a bit, I do change the water.
Well, no, you're supposed to dry as well, because if you leave it to drip dry, that allows the germs to come back.
Well, I can't be arsed with drying, so that's never going to happen.
Well,
drying's the annoying...
Well, you are going to die.
Don't you think the annoying part of the whole washing up process is drying, though? The washing up part, I don't mind, because it's hot water, it's nice.
No.
Are you one of the people that find washing up therapeutic?
Yeah, kind of.
I prefer drying.
Give my washing up to prisoners! If it's therapeutic, make them do the bloody washing up! That's the answer.
We've merged two stories and come up with a perfect solution.
Put some fish in the washing up water if they really want fish.
And that's not going to annoy the Taxpayers Alliance.
No.
Why would it?
Because they're washing up.
Yeah, because they're washing up.
No, they might do. They like to be annoyed.
They do, actually. Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah. Okay, well, I think people need to keep the skill of washing up.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, if they don't know, they can read it. Like, there's a very specific order in the Daily Mail.
Excellent.
Let's call it Sod's Law.
Sod's Law.
Very good.
Thank you. What else have you got, Tara?
So apparently, Camilla seduced Charles.
What are you going to say?
What a story!
Whoa, this is a scoop. You should have led with this.
She's at it again.
Wow.
There's too many C's. Camilla seduced
It's not Will, Will Carling, because he's got form on this kind of thing.
To get revenge on her boyfriend, who was... do you remember his name?
Who?
Mr. Parker Bowles.
No, Tom. No, that's a son.
Andrew.
I don't know.
Anyway, so she did that to get revenge, according to her biographer.
Really?
Yeah. She was so fed up. I don't know what this word means, with the philandering of her boyfriend.
That means he was philandering.
Yeah.
He was sleeping around. He was sleeping around.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she got her own back and with Charles.
Are you just doing this, Camilla, just for revenge? I mean,
it is grim.
I do like you doing that, but are you just doing this for revenge?
She probably wasn't getting her own back, because she went on to marry Charles, so she probably quite liked him.
Yeah. Or it could be really thorough revenge marriage.
You're calling it a sham marriage.
Scoop.
I'm just
now. Remember, you were at Her Majesty's pleasure not long ago, and this is going to be this is going to be displeasing Her Majesty enormously.
Yeah.
So, just you be careful, Tara. One more story, if you would.
One more story, okay. So, robots could take over in the industrial heartlands of the north of England.
Okay.
Oh, phew.
Yeah.
I thought it was our jobs that were under.
Yeah, no, we're fine. Yeah. Experts say they're going to nick jobs.
Right. What jobs in the north of England are they specific about? Are there any left?
Almost all manufacturing careers.
There is not much left of British manufacturing, though, is there?
Almost this is all. I wonder which ones are left out.
Yeah.
What jobs are there in the north?
Working at Greggs.
Pasty seller.
Yeah, there you go.
Pasty seller. What else?
Miners.
Working at the Rover's Return, Chloe has said.
Yeah.
Someone's just being in Coronation Street.
Whippet farmer. This isn't northeast at all.
I guess someone... No, I won't say that.
London and the South, though, are going to flourish because of this.
Are they?
Really?
Yeah, that's what it says
here.
We're
all robot engineers down here, aren't we?
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, the idea that... would you go into Greggs...
Conference hosts.
Good. Would you go into Greggs and my pasty from a robot, I suppose?
Easily. I think I'd enjoy that experience more. I never liked the people who work in the Greggs.
Oh, you are Northernist.
I don't know.
You really are.
I don't know. They just all seem so unhappy to be working there. They never smile.
That's a lie.
I find that. That's my personal experience.
You don't find that specifically about Greggs.
I do. They're not that smiley in there. Not unlike Pret. Pret's very smiley.
Pret is so smiley.
And they sometimes give you free stuff if you're good looking.
I don't
start
this morning.
I'm told.
Yeah, you don't know that.
Yeah.
I told you that. So
yeah, after it happened to
me,
a much younger friend of yours.
All right. So the North is going to be a land of robots.
Yeah.
And that means everyone from the North will come down here. And that's fine.
Yeah, South will flourish.
Yeah, they're coming through the wall. They're coming from the North. Winter is coming. The North is coming.
I don't like the North-South divide in this country.
Every time. I just love it. You don't like it?
I don't like the North-South divide.
Yeah.
Or Birmingham.
Hashtag no borders.
You know nothing, Cornelius Mendes.
I don't understand what's going on.
He's never seen it.
You don't watch it, do you?
The North is coming.
Come on.
Good.
Headline hijack is coming. Tara, thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.
Reminders of your diversity.
Jewish.
And jailbird. you're listening to Talk Radio. Tara with the papers there. Now, in the rest of the programme, well, we are going to be visiting Manchester. It's in the north. It's where the Tory Party conference is, of course, so we'll be
talking... We've sent our robot up there.
We've got our robot report, roving robot report. Bringing us the very latest from Manchester for you very shortly indeed. A lot of speeches, a lot of important speeches today. Theresa May's big speech tomorrow. What's she going to say? She was doing a big round of media this morning, so we'll look back on that as well, about whether or not how she came across during that. We've got that coming up. We've got the big debate at 3 o'clock. We have a man who has a Kickstarter project in the studio with a new game he's developed. We'll be trying it out to see if it works. And of course, being a Kickstarter project, he'll be begging for the public coin in order to fund it. If you've got a Kickstarter project you'd like to come on the radio and talk about, you can do it on the phone. You don't have to come to the studio. Here's the number to get in touch, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's all radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
That's all on the way, among other things. But headline hijack, a made-up story in the forthcoming bulletin. We need to know the identity of today's headline hijacker. A made-up story masquerading as truth in the forthcoming news, Cornelius. Who is it? Say it out loud.
Oh, Nadine.
Thank you. Don't just look at it. And where's Nadine from? Say it out loud.
Epping.
Thank you. Nadine is in Epping. She has a made-up story, or he, or however Nadine wants to identify. In the news, which is next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Is your current job driving around the bend? Now's the time to put your career into overdrive and earn up to £30,000 a year as a qualified driving instructor. Visit reddrivingschool.com or text RED to 80800 and discover the freedom of being your own boss with a guaranteed opportunity to join Red Driving School. You can even get a full refund of your training fees once you work with us for a qualifying period. Terms and conditions apply. Make the change now with Red Driving School. Text RED to 80800 now. Text charge at standard rate.
So, start of the week, I'm on the edge of my seat with Game of Thrones. By the middle of the week, I'm seeing stars with Tin Star. The next thing you know, it all kicks off with a league of their own. You see, with Sky TV, I can enjoy Sky Atlantic's big screen drama and 45 channels of catch-up TV, all for £20 a month. And right now, there are great broadband offers too. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better. £20 standard setup, SkyQ kit loaned at no cost, new 18-month TV contract, terms apply.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanson Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019. So text check to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's check to 80800.
When you run your own business, being in the right place at the right time can make all the difference. And as the UK's number one commercial vehicle brand, we understand this too. That's why at the Ford Transit Show live event, we'll give you a free sat-nav when you purchase a new commercial vehicle, so your business can be in the right place at the right time, every time. Visit your nearest Ford dealer between the 7th and 15th of October. Ford. Together, we go further.
The free entry-level satellite navigation system available across the Transit range, excluding base and Tourneo series vehicles, to be contracted between the 7th and 15th of October 2017 and registered between the 7th of October 2017 and 30th of June 2018. Offer available to retail and eligible fleet customers only at participating Ford dealers, not available with any other promotions.
The new TradePoint catalogue is out now. Pick up your free copy today in one of our 290 stores nationwide. Trade on. TradePoint!
Whitstone Wolf. We all have those days where bed stuff comes in threes. You get woken early to find a body on your bed, some schmuck stains your best suit red, and you get a burst pipe. It's a nail in the coffin, right? Well, Direct Line will get you an emergency plumber within 3 hours. See, good things also come in threes.
Emergency plumber within 3 hours for an uncontrollable water leak with Direct Line Home Plus Insurance. Based on 86% of responses March to June 2017, excludes Highlands and Islands. Extreme weather conditions may extend response time. Terms and cover limits apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
At just gone two. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. You are listening to Talk Radio. Here's Victoria with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, detectives working to establish Vegas gunman's motive, crack down on acid sales, and rock stars pay tribute to Tom Petty.
Talk Radio.
Police still aren't clear as to why a gunman opened fire at a music festival in Las Vegas, killing 59 people and injuring more than 500 others. Stephen Paddock turned his gun on himself after carrying out what's become America's most deadly gun massacre. It's been revealed the retired accountant had a huge arsenal of weapons. Mike Berry is a clinical forensic psychologist.
This guy didn't snap. He's gone through a great deal of planning. He spent 3 days in the hotel. He's acquired a lot of equipment. He planned what he was doing, including his death. So I see this guy very much in terms of probably having an undiagnosed mental health problem.
Laws are being toughened up to crack down on acid attacks. The Home Secretary has announced it's going to be illegal to sell it to under 18s after a series of attacks using noxious substances. Amber Rudd has told the Conservative Party conference in Manchester she wants to stop people carrying corrosive liquids without a good reason.
Acid attacks are absolutely revolting. You have all seen the pictures of victims that never fully recover. Endless surgeries, lives ruined.
Sir Michael Fallon has called for an increase in defence funding ahead of next month's budget. The Defence Secretary says it should go up more than the 2% NATO target. Large numbers of people in Catalonia are taking part in a general strike to condemn police violence during Sunday's banned independence referendum. Several thousand protesters have gathered outside the police headquarters in Barcelona. And Sir Paul McCartney has sent his love to the family of rock star Tom Petty, who's died aged 66 from cardiac arrest. The singer's widow and son have called him a tender southern giant in life, a poet and a music master on the stage.
Thank you very much, Victoria. For that news that you had then, that you brought us.
Thanks for listening.
In association with news. Now, Victoria will be back with you at, well, every half an hour, of course, but at 3.30, importantly, she brings you today's edition of Bonus News. Today, if it's happening in the world of animals, you'll learn about it on this programme. Have any research, early research, indicated what animals...
No.
Okay. now here's...
My weather forecast.
Yep.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Well done,
that's
John.
That's what I was going to say.
If you actually paid attention to the show, you'd know what's coming up. Anyway, bright with more sunshine for many, cool and breezy with some showers from northwest England, highs of 17 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria. Now here's...
John Howick with the sport.
With the sport. John Howick with the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Good afternoon, I'm John Howick. England defender John Stones says the side are absolutely focused on beating Slovenia on Thursday to guarantee World Cup qualification. Gareth Southgate's side need 2 points from this week's final two qualifiers to make sure of their place in Russia. Stone says in the interests of national team unity, he's managed to resist mentioning Manchester City's 1-0 win over Chelsea to Gary Cahill.
No. You come here and some teams have won, some teams haven't, some have drawn. Players are in good form, enjoying football, and you come here and it's a new task, a new focus to set your mind on.
British tennis number one Johanna Konta's up against it in her bid to qualify for the WTA finals after pulling out of next week's Hong Kong Open. She's got a foot injury, but she's still hoping to play in the Kremlin Cup in Moscow later this month. And finally, England's women have gone top of cricket's world rankings for the first time. They replace Australia after winning the World Cup on home soil during the summer. It's ahead of the two teams meeting in the Ashes later this month. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, the Mayor of Liverpool has called on the city's citizens to get rid of black curly hair, as it helps perpetuate the Scouser stereotype. The haircut is very popular in the city, and the Mayor has said that he's considered issuing hair clippers to police officers to enforce the new rules.
Thank you, Victoria, there
with the news. Yeah.
And Howick with the pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
7 minutes past the time. I am John Holmes. You are listening to Talk Radio. Hello. Good afternoon to you. On the way, then, work experience. Our work experience. Hayley will be dragged from the office and given real-world work experience in front of the microphones in here and persuaded to bring you a review of brand new music. That's happening. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock as well, of course. And today's game of Snowflake Buckaroo. The fun game for millennials. Details on the way. On Talk Radio.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
So this week it is Manchester's turn to have a political party descend on the city to speak from podiums and then go out and get drunk in the evening. That's right, it's a conference. Now the Tories, of course, like the White Walkers, are now in the north. Winter is coming, some critics have said, certainly for Theresa May. Now, this morning, she's been wheeled out to the media, gorging on interviews like they were all questions-you-can-answer buffets. But, to be honest, she looked a bit tired. She's got a cold, bless her. She knows that she's got a near-impossible hill to climb. Then again, she's used to climbing hills, not least the ones in Wales, on that walking holiday when she made that decision to hold a general election. How important, though, is this conference to the future of Theresa May? Her speech tomorrow has been billed as essential, important, and crucial to her future as party leader and prime minister. How much is that true, and what's going on at conference at the moment? Let's talk to somebody who is there and who knows. Katie Perrier, of course, former director of communications at Number 10. Good afternoon, Katie.
Good afternoon, John. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. How's conference today?
It's good. It's buzzing in the background. You can hear quite a lot of noise, a lot of chatter. There's activists kind of going from fringe meetings one to another, and then occasionally going and sitting in the main conference hall to hear people speak. Boris Johnson's up later on this afternoon, yeah, about 3:40, so everyone's getting quite excited about that.
Let's start with him, actually. That's as you bring it up, that's a good place to start. Now, Boris Johnson, he's one of the big beasts of the party, but we know of all the stuff we've certainly been hearing behind the scenes, even though he said yesterday, of course, it was all media tittle-tattle and he's 100% behind the Prime Minister. What are you expecting him to say today?
Oh, I'm fully expecting Boris Johnson to say that there's not a cigarette paper between him and the Prime Minister on anything. And this is all just media hype and media talk. And of course, when you compare the words of his interviews and his written pieces against the Prime Minister's speech in Florence and some recent things she said, he is right on that fact. But of course, politics is about timing. And when he keeps on making sure he's at the front of the queue, that people can't forget about him, that the conference is all talking about him, that's what he does best. And much of the annoyance of the rest of the cabinet. So I think that what you'll see today is a really entertaining, fun, charming speech, a few jokes maybe at the expense of Ruth Davidson or George Osborne, people like that. But then what you'll really see is some of the behind-the-scenes stuff afterwards. I don't think you're going to get anything different, variating from absolute, utter support for Theresa May from the podium.
Yeah, because of course that wouldn't, there has to be a party line on this. I mean, we were talking about this a little bit yesterday, but with your background, your experience as well, how does it work when there is a sense of divide in certainly the cabinet, in the party maybe, and we've seen people sort of not necessarily 100% behind Theresa May, and then some people obviously saying yes, she absolutely is the right person to be leader. How from the top down does that control come to get a party line out at a conference?
And it can absolutely paralyse you in many respects. I mean, I said at the beginning of this week that the offer on Help to Buy and student tuition fees and some of the things that Theresa May's come out with today have been pretty mediocre, and I haven't changed my mind at all about that yet. Now, she does have a chance tomorrow to really kind of blow the doors off and give us an amazing speech, which is full of some really good, decent retail offers. I would like to see her build a real kind of council home revolution to show that Conservatives do care about people that are trying to climb the ladder in life. Things like that make people look at the Conservatives again. But of course, when you've got this cabinet inviting, it can paralyse how you can agree on anything and get things through the door. And I understand some of the stuff in the Chancellor's speech was taken out yesterday because they decided they couldn't quite agree on it yet and they'd rather save it for budget on November the 22nd. Well, okay. In politics, that's a long time between now and November the 22nd.
Yes.
And they want to hope that it doesn't keep on spiralling downwards in that time.
Well, no, and it's not like this Chancellor hasn't got a track record of having things he said sort of reversed very shortly afterwards. Is the feeling there, though, we were talking about the Labour conference and there was a very specific feeling there. They all seem to have thought they won the election, even though they didn't. That was the mood. And if what's the actual mood there, though? Is it one that seems slightly downbeat? The hall seems empty at times. Certainly the reaction to Philip Hammond's speech yesterday seemed muted when we listened to it. What's the sense?
The mood is kind of quite despondent. The people around here are uninspired of what's on offer. They're uninspired just generally about not just the policies, but the upbeat nature. And this is why I'm saying that Theresa May needs to come out and really sock it to us, because she needs to remind everybody why they're here, why they're a Conservative, what does it mean to the country, and what can the Conservative Party do for people across Britain, because we are looking more and more out of touch than ever. And shockingly, one of the biggest kind of receptions and rousing, crowd pleasers was Jacob Rees-Mogg yesterday. Every time he spoke at his fringe meeting, it was packed out, standing room only. And every time he spoke, they cheered and cheered him on. I mean, if he's the future of the Conservative Party, I might as well resign now.
Yeah. Well, also, it's like he's a Boris in waiting in many ways, isn't it? And I wonder how Boris, perhaps you could shed some light on that for us, how Boris feels about Jacob Rees-Mogg, because, he's got that same attitude to publicity, it seems, that same, you were just talking about how Boris, wants to be the centre of attention, and it seems that Rees-Mogg has that as well.
Indeed, and the thing is, when I worked for Boris Johnson back in 2008, when I ran his mayoral campaign in London for the first time, he was really fresh to London. We were reducing the size of the Conservative logo on the website because we weren't persuading people to vote Conservative, we were persuading people to vote for Boris Johnson.
Yeah.
And this is a breath of fresh air. He's not fresh anymore. He is part of the establishment. He's part of that collective responsibility where they have to go along and agree to things that maybe they might not necessarily want. For example, in his patch, in his area of London, he threw expansion, which he really disagrees with. So, he is tied down in a way that Jacob Rees-Mogg isn't. And, Jacob is kind of starting to attract the limelight and enjoy it while it lasts. He claims he doesn't want to be party leader and doesn't know what the fuss is all about, but he could quite happily turn down media interviews, and instead he decides to take them. So you've got to read a little bit more into that.
To be honest with you, he's been texting us here in the studio, and I'm not joking. So we know... I'm not kidding.
I have his number.
Yeah,
he's been sending us texts.
He couldn't come on the show today. He is going to be on Drive later at the top of their show. But he's always happy to come on if he's available.
But you know, that's someone who knows how to court the media, even though they're pretending they're not. That's what strikes me.
Indeed.
Let's talk a little bit about Theresa May's interviews today, which I'm sure you're across. She did sound a little bit tired. I know she's got a cold and stuff, but the quote, "A strong leader doesn't surround herself with yes men," she said, which sort of, and as a former director of communications in terms of spin, it just sounded like someone had come up with that line as a defence to the criticism that she seems to be being undermined by her cabinet.
Yeah, I think that that is a pretty kind of weak line. But to be honest, for her, what could she say? She's stuck between no man's land. If she sacks Boris Johnson, she feels that she's going to make him a martyr on the back benches and that he'll be, you know, even more difficult than he is now. And if she keeps him in the camp, then the cabinet, other cabinet ministers are not very happy. And, of course, they will start saying, well, he couldn't get away with acting like that. Why can't I do it?
Yeah.
It's really, really hard to keep unity in that period of time. But I tell you something, when you go around this conference, you speak to Tory members, paid up people that can be bothered to come here, nobody wants any infighting. It's bad enough as it is. We're going through a really tricky Brexit negotiations. They actually know Theresa May isn't perfect. They know she's full of flaws, but she's the best we've got right now, so we've just got to get behind her.
That's it, isn't it? Is it a case of actually nobody wants the job at the moment anyway, because it would be too difficult? You can't, you know, there's not going to be a leadership election, let alone another general election, but really the people in waiting, call them Boris Johnson and Jacob Rees-Mogg, they don't want the job now. It's too toxic. I suspect Theresa May doesn't even want the job now, but she's got it and she's stuck with it.
I think it's written all over her face that she doesn't want the job right now. Yeah. But you know what? You could stay at home and put the duvet over your head and not do any media interviews, or you can come out fighting. We're in a bit of a middle of the way at the moment. She's come out, but not quite fighting. And tomorrow she needs to show some grit and some real determination. She has got that about her. She is quite an impressive public servant. When the chips are down, she will keep ploughing on, where others will just sit there and give up and say, well, we're screwed, aren't we? She never does that. And so I hope she finds it within herself tomorrow. And she has an audience in that auditorium who is winning her on. They want her to succeed.
Yeah.
They want her to do well. They're not all sitting there ready to kind of slow clap her. That's not on the agenda. They genuinely want to back her. And I think that she will come through tomorrow and she will kind of land some decent headlines on kind of Wednesday, Thursday, in the hope that we can just put this conference to bed and then look forward to the budget. But, you know, the trouble is that there are not many upsides at the moment. It's not kind of this lovely, sunny hills ahead, and you know, you can see the path forward. It's all a bit grey, it's all a bit miserable, and you know, she's got to find a way to try and lift us out of that.
Well, we look forward to that speech tomorrow. Boris Johnson's is today, of course. We'll be reporting on that as he begins it, just after 3:30, we think, and ditto with Theresa tomorrow. Katie, thank you so much for joining us. Katie Perry there, former Director of Communications at Number 10 at the conference in Manchester. Alex Dibble is there as well. We'll be talking to him to get his perspective on it, an overview. Talk Radio's correspondent, of course, later on the programme. Still to come, though, there is the... there'll be someone here to beg for your coin. It's when we help a Kickstarter project. You know, Kickstarter, crowdfunding campaigns, that kind of thing. If you've got a crazy idea and a dream you'd like someone else to pay for, then that's the site you go to. And we like to give those Kickstarters a bit of a kick up the arse. Joining us in the studio will be today's. He's got a game he's invented, a music game that is going to be testing out on us. All that's on the way, among other stuff, of course. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Winston Wolf. We all have those days where bed stuff comes in threes. You get woken early to find a body on your bed, some schmuck stains your best suit red, and you get a burst pipe. It's the nail in the coffin, right? Well, Direct Line will get you an emergency plumber within 3 hours. See, good things also come in threes.
Emergency plumber within 3 hours for an uncontrollable water leak with Direct Line Home Plus Insurance. Based on 86% of responses March to June 2017, excludes Highlands and Islands. Extreme weather conditions may extend response time. Terms and cover limits apply.
So, the brilliant new iPhone's finally here. But which network do you go for? What if you could get one that lets you keep any data you haven't used? or change your plan whenever you want. New Sky Mobile. With the new iPhone. Now there's an idea. The perfect network for your perfect phone. Sky. Believe in better.
Redeem data per 1 gigabyte and use within 3 years. 12-month minimum term. Downgrades effective month following selection.
So I get free Love to Shop vouchers in this half a million giveaway?
That's right. For every 20 litres of selected Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade paints you buy,
yeah,
you'll get a £10 Love to Shop voucher to spend at over 20,000 stores and online.
Oh, nice.
So, are you off to do that hallway on Hill Street?
Yeah, I am, but only after I've had a look online at what I can spend my vouchers on.
Don't miss the Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade half a million giveaway. In store now until October the 31st. T's and C's apply. See online at halfamilliongiveaway.co.uk or in participating stores for details.
When your growing business is hiring, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates, fast. You need Indeed.com, featuring an algorithm that positions your job posts where quality candidates are and screener questions that zero in on the best talent. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site according to Comscore.
The Renault scrappage scheme is now on. You could save thousands on a brand new Renault. So say au revoir to your old car. Model exclusions apply. Eligibility criteria apply. Visit Renault.co.uk/scrappage.
This unsavoury creature, called the Monster Bill, makes its home in motor vehicles, where the Monster Bill's voracious appetite for money slowly drives the owners, who can't be bothered to switch their car insurance company, bananas. But could the Monster Bill now be at risk of extinction from its one natural and powerful predator?
Go compare! Rawr! Just go visit them today. Keep that Monster Bill at bay. Yes, before you go bananas, go compare!
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Bristol's M5 remains closed southbound 19 to 20 between Portishead and Clevedon following a multi-vehicle accident and a spill of chemicals. Queues on the M5 are tailing back towards junction 18A for the M49, and traffic in and around Bristol is really struggling. The M4 is really heavily congested. Through Withbeach in Cambridgeshire, the A1101 North End is still closed by an accident near to Freedom Bridge, and in Chippenham, the A350 Chippenham bypass is queuing south at the Bumpers Farm roundabout because of an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
What do you think of when someone says the word used? Old-fashioned? Out of tune? A bit scratched? Something past its best? Chances are you're not thinking of a Mercedes-Benz. Think Mercedes-Benz approved used. Suddenly, there's a lot more meaning to that little word. Visit your local retailer to find your used car today. And you'll see what I mean. I like the way you work it. Mercedes-Benz approved used. Used, but not what you're used to.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio, 22 minutes past 2 o'clock. And I promised a hoper and a dreamer that we would give their Kickstarter a kick up the arse. It's what we do on this programme. We take Kickstarter projects that we sort of like the look of and invite the dreamer, the hoper, to beg for your coin to help them make it a reality. Now, joining us today in the studio, I'm pleased to welcome Adam Hollywood. He's, what would you describe yourself as, Adam? What's a fair description?
A music professional.
A music professional, we'll take that. Because this, your idea, of course, is all based on music, so tell us about it.
Oh, totally. It's, a few years ago, got Spotify, like a lot of people, and obviously Spotify is booming now. It's always ubiquitous. And we'd be up late at night playing music on Spotify, and people would end up saying, OK, best country track or best band with tight trousers, and thinking up categories that keep the party going, and people just put songs on that relate to those categories. I thought, well, let's make this into a game. And so I spent the last year thinking up 250 mad categories that link to music that aren't obvious, and they're more sort of obscure sometimes they are, the better it is, like, you know, bands with tight trousers, or this song reminds me of my ex, and And what happens is you get mad.
See, already I'm interested, because that's how our minds work, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's that high fidelity Nick Hornby thing, isn't it, of making lists and sort of putting things into, and sort of going, oh God, breakup songs and thing songs.
Yeah,
and, yeah, yeah.
Well, what happens to Spotify, it ends up, Spotify can, if you don't do it correctly, well, it ends up playing more of the music you like. So if you end up putting Duran Duran or give you Spandau Ballet, you end up most nights the same music. This breaks the algorithm and kicks into your emotions. So other night, we played the other night and there was a card, songs about houses.
Yeah.
And someone put on Shaking Stevens' Green Door, you know, it's like rather than a house track or whatever. So
they could have put on This Old House. He's got two of them. He's obsessed with houses, that man.
Well, you can get some great songs and you get some mad little classics. I haven't heard that for 30 years.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. So all age groups like it. And I played with my 85-year-old father-in-law till 4 in the morning. We drank most of a bottle of scotch. But then
good
I got some great stories out of him. And we played old jazz classics. And he couldn't work out how these songs were coming out of this little speaker. So it was great fun.
All right. Well, look, it's called Muso DJ.
That's correct.
We could talk about it, but we're going to demonstrate by playing it, aren't we, really? That's the gist of it. So talk us through how we're going to play it.
Okay, well, you've got a box here, and the box has got 250 categories, which I mainly myself made up, but some of my family and friends had great ideas, like Brexit songs, things like that. So 250 of those cards. Then there's 50 yellow cards, which are performance cards. So when the party kicks off, you can get bonus points for actually singing and dancing, which is...
Once you're drunk, basically.
Always when people are drunk, they start singing a little like Stairway to Heaven, which is quite good fun. And then there's a white trivia card, which you can put, you know, fake news or proper facts about an artist. You get bonus points for that.
Okay.
But mainly it's about playing great music and you know, opening up your memories.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to have a go. So the idea is, and we have to guess once we've done it,
You get a hand of cards.
Yeah.
And typically 10 cards. And they've got categories, playlist categories on them. And say nominate whoever, I don't know who's going to go first amongst us, but...
Cornelius is going to go.
I will.
So there's the category of amazing bass lines, as you said, trousers, style icons. These are just some of them. Reminds me of my ex, R.I.P. Great intros, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. And so say Con's got a hand of cards, and he chooses one card that he particularly likes, and he can think of a song. And then all the other players have to guess the artist and the song. And the first person to get both the artist and the song becomes the next DJ and wins the points in the card.
I see.
It's that simple, and it keeps the... A whole party moving fast.
And okay, so Cornelius, you've got what card?
So I've chosen out of my lot. Can't get this song out of my head.
Okay,
is it Kylie? Can't get it out of my head.
No, it's not.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Bit obvious.
All right.
So do I have to give clues or something?
Or you just hear it. Yeah.
Oh, should we just play it?
Let's play it. All right. So this is the song that you can't get out of your head, and we have to figure it out. All right. Fine.
No, I know what it is, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I know the song.
Yeah, I think you'll know the song, not the artist.
Yeah. That'd be good to me.
That'd be good to me, yeah, so.
No. Just be good to me. Just be good to me.
Oh, it's a mix. Oh, it's a mix.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I know what you're like, so it's probably Jazzy Dizzy or whatever it's called that you like.
It's not Dizzy Rascal, no.
I can't know the artist. Give us a clue on the artist.
I can give you a clue, John. Oh, he was on talk radio last week on James Whale's show.
Oh, black.
Vanilla Ice.
No.
Got a new album out.
No, he doesn't.
British?
He is British, yeah. He was also, John.
Yeah.
Last time we went to the cinema together, he was there.
What? Was he?
When we went to see the screening of it, and I said, that's...
Oh! Professor Green!
Yeah!
Professor Green, nice one.
I would have only got that because he was sitting behind us.
Yeah. So, but that's the beauty of the game and memories.
And the beauty of that, beautiful Professor Green, he's also in Cluedo. So that's
Now
you get the points on that card.
Okay.
So you got that card.
All right, that's 1 point.
That's 1 point.
I get one point. All right, so now I do mine.
And now
you're
the DJ.
Okay, fine. Well, I've gone for amazing guitar solos.
Oh,
but I realise the guitar solo is 2.5 minutes into this song, so I don't quite know how we're going to get to that. But we'll start, because we're going to have to go to the news at some point. So, well, anyway, this is the song, so we can figure it out. Here we go.
I knew it would be some old song that I've obviously never heard.
What do you mean?
Well, guitar solos generally are, aren't they, I suppose? Give us a clue, John.
Well, I'll give you a clue. I'm going to say 80s.
Yep.
And I'm going to say it also fits into your category, tight trousers.
Ooh.
Here we go. Will I see him
on the TV? It's American band.
Yep. I'm going to say L.A.
L.A. Tells me believe in G.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Is it White Snake?
No.
No. Is that close?
But it's in the realm.
It's a bit more credible than that, isn't it?
Yeah.
No,
probably not, actually. They had one massive hit. Yeah. This isn't it.
This isn't it.
This isn't it. 22 years
of mental tears. I'm going to give you the name.
Person who sang Walking in Memphis.
No. I'm going to give you the names. I'm going to give you the name. I'm going to say CC DeVille on guitar. That's what I'm going to say.
You guys have chosen hard ones here.
Yeah.
I don't know at all.
You're never getting any of this. Okay, let me give you their famous song, and you'll get it from that, right? Famous song, Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Oh, Guns N' Roses.
No.
Guns N' Roses going mad.
Every rose has... And this is called Something to Believe In. And give me something to believe in. I'm going to tell you, you're going to get it.
No one's going to get this weird old man
There's people...
song.
It's not a weird old man song! It's a rock classic!
I should know, shouldn't I?
You should do. All right, okay, so it's obviously hair metal, sort of rock. Every Rose Has Its Thorn was the big hit. They had an album, Look What the Cat Dragged In, was their first album, I think.
I'm not a rock fan, that's terrible. I know the band.
Brett Michaels is the lead singer.
No.
My sister's got a harmonica she caught at a gig, it's still got a spit in it.
Why would I know that?
It's Poison. It's Poison.
Oh, God,
there we go. Oh. And this is called Something to Believe In. 40 seconds to the solo. Victoria, we are going to be late for the news.
It's going to...
But you are getting one of the best guitar solos from CC DeVille. All right. It's on the way.
It's on the way.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. 25 seconds to guitar. Come on. Which was the point of the category.
Why don't you perform the guitar solo as well with your mouth?
With my mouth?
Yeah, go.
All right, I'll do that.
Yeah, and you get an extra point with the
solo. That's true. Stand up, then.
No, crank it up. I'm not gonna take me home. Beautiful thing.
That's sober.
I sound like someone trod on a cat.
We'll give you 5 points for that.
5 points!
Oh, bonus card.
There you go. That was Poison. Now, look, should we get a news and bring Adam back in after the news?
Yeah, mine's easier. Yeah, mine's easier.
Sure.
So what we're going to do, obviously, is carry on with this game, because I am winning. So I don't want it all to stop. But more to come on the way, of course. Speaking of music, Hayley is our work experience. She's going to be in with us reviewing new music. That's what we do with our work experience. We drag them in here and put them in front of the microphone. In front of the microphone, however, now with the latest news at 2:30, it's Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio.
A homeless man has admitted murdering a mother and her 13-year-old son after they helped him find food, accommodation and a job. 24-year-old Aaron Barley turned on Tracy Wilkinson and her son Pierce in a knife attack at their home in Stourbridge in March. He'd already pleaded guilty to trying to kill the boy's father. Police have revealed the man behind America's worst mass shooting had an arsenal of at least 42 guns. Investigations are ongoing into what made Stephen Paddock open fire in Las Vegas, killing 59 people and injuring more than 500 others. Here is President Trump.
He was a sick man, a demented man, a lot of problems, I guess, and we're looking into him very, very seriously, but we're dealing with a very, very sick individual.
Selling acids to under-18s will be made illegal after a string of recent attacks. It's one of the policies to come out of the Conservative Party conference. Other announcements include tougher prison sentences of up to 15 years for people who view extremist material online and investment in new technology to crack down on indecent images of children. The European Parliament's Brexit coordinator has warned divisions among British ministers are hampering EU exit talks. Guy Verhofstadt says there's
disunity between Philip Hammond and Liam Fox, as well as Boris Johnson and Theresa May. More than 350 jobs are at risk as Britvic and Unilever have announced plans to close their joint manufacturing site in Norwich. Unite the Union has reacted with fury to the announcement, saying it will apply pressure to try and keep the factory open. And in sport, Wales will be without Real Madrid striker Gareth Bale for their World Cup qualifiers with Georgia and the Republic of Ireland. He has a calf injury. The weather bright with more sunshine for many, cool and breezy with some showers from northwest England, highs of 17 degrees. There's more news in just under half an hour.
He's got to stay on his farm and look after it, has he? Is that what's wrong?
No, the calf is in the bit of his leg, not the baby cow.
I understand.
Are you sure?
Thank you. I do now. There's Victoria there with the news. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, 2:35, work experience punditry on the way. We're also going to be talking to Alex Dibble, our reporter, who is at the Tory party conference. But before that, we are midst game. Now, Adam Hollywood is with us. He has come up with a game called Muso DJ. It's a card game. You pick categories and then songs. The other people have to guess the songs and sometimes mime them and act them out with their mouths, like I just did with the guitar solo, and thus am way ahead on points. Before we play the final round, which is yours, Adam, where are you with the project at the moment? So where are we up to?
Well, we went about 10 days ago, went live on Kickstarter. Yep. We're already half funded, which is fantastic.
It is, yeah.
And yeah, it's going well ahead of schedule. So hopefully also this program will help as well, which is great.
Upwards of four people listen, so that's, that's good.
Great. Yeah. So we've reached our target, then we manufacture and distribute in time for Christmas. They'll be shipped out in December. So it's a good present for all the family and say from 85-year-olds
and
to
your kids.
And
have you got shops in mind to put it in, or is it internet stuff?
As soon as I get the manufacturing started from Kickstarter funds, then we're going to Amazon, we're going to local gift stores.
Great.
And yeah, it'll be in time for Christmas. It's just, what it does, it unlocks the 40 million tracks that are on Spotify.
Yeah.
So you play things at tangents.
Yeah.
And you go, at the end of the evening, you play this mad eclectic playlist you would never play before. And memories are opened up. You think, oh God, I forgot about that wedding, or I forgot about that person, or that event, or that gig. And you suddenly, the conversation just don't stop.
And we should say, it's not just Spotify either, of course. You can do it on Apple Music and YouTube, Amazon Music, and all sorts.
Everything.
Yeah. All right. Okay, final round, then your turn.
Right. Yeah. Well, I've hopefully chosen a bit of an easier one, actually. But the category is called Criminal Records.
Okay.
Which you could take anywhere you like, basically. And I've chosen a track which I think I'm probably, it does work with this category.
Okay, here we go. Well, I mean, it is easier than last ones, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, you've got to get the party started.
Fair enough. Well, obviously it's the Police, right?
Yeah.
So,
and the song is...
It's...
Well, because Con got the... You didn't give us a song title, he wins the points on the card, you see. So if you blurt out the artist first without knowing the song, which is often people do, because they get so excited.
Yeah.
Is it Michael Jackson? They go, oh, I can't think. Billie Jean, or someone else gets it. So Con gives the points on
that.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's a two-pointer.
It's obviously a criminal record in many ways, but, you know...
Yeah. It really is shocking. Sting's solo stuff, mind.
Yeah, that's,
awful. Anyway, look, thank you so much for coming in. Been excellent. So where would we find you on Kickstarter?
It's Muso DJ, two words, on Kickstarter, or at musodj.com, and all the social media. But basically, please go to Kickstarter, Muso DJ, Kickstarter, back us, and we'll get it into shops for Christmas.
Good. And it's great. It's just a great way to annoy people with your old man music, as Cornelius keeps talking.
Yeah. The kids like it as well. Good for
families. I rather like that, yeah. Brilliant stuff. All right, thank you very much, Anna, for coming in. If you've got a Kickstarter project you'd like to come on the radio and talk about, either in the studio or you can on the phone, we'll call you. That's fine. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
So get in touch. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. the Conservative Party conference is in Manchester. As you know, we've been talking about it this afternoon. Katy Perry was on earlier with us, giving us her point of view. Of course, David Davis is on stage at the moment, talking about Brexit, which is odd, really, when you think he probably should be in Brussels sorting out that second round of negotiations that Michel Barnier says isn't working. And that's possibly because our negotiator is in Manchester instead. Alex Dibble is there as well, though, and he's... he's on the line now. Hello, Alex. Dibble. Hello, Alex. Oh, I don't think we can get Alex. Alex Dibble has dropped out. Alex Dibble's not on the line anymore. What we'll do then is try and get hold of him for later, I suppose. So all of my little introduction there was for naught. That came to naught. So instead, we'll go traffic and travel. Then we'll meet Hayley, who is reviewing new music for us for Work Experience Punditry. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Stoptober, the 28-day Stop Smoking Challenge is back. And this year it's bigger than ever. Sam Delaney will be cleaning up the afternoon airwaves with breaking news, great guests, plus essential tips, advice and support to help you quit smoking for good. Join the thousands of people stopping smoking this Stoptober with Sam Delaney at Drive on Talk Radio. Come on, join in. Search Stoptober for all the support you need to stop smoking.
Back a bit. No, forward. Bit more. Now, back. Forward. Wait, forward.
At Valent, we can't help you get your van into the tightest spaces, but our award-winning EcoFit Pure Boilers with their rear flue option are designed to easily fit into small cupboards. And a boiler and flue pack costs from just £750 plus 20% VAT. Valent, with you all the way. Just search Valent EcoFit for more.
Back a bit. Perfect.
TradePoint catalogue is out now, and to celebrate, we're giving 10 lucky TradePoint members the chance to win £1,000 worth of Amazon vouchers. Just make a purchase at any TradePoint counter before the 29th of October for your chance to win. See in store for more details. T's and C's apply. Trade only.
TradePoint!
This unsavory creature, called the Monster Bill, makes its home in motor vehicles, where the Monster Bill's voracious appetite for money slowly drives the owners, who can't be bothered to switch their car insurance company, bananas. But could the Monster Bill now be at risk of extinction from its one natural and powerful predator?
Go compare! Rawr! Just go visit them today. Keep that Monster Bill at bay. Yes, before you go bananas, go compare!
Gotta hand it to Sky Q. The range of stuff in Ultra HD is insane. You've got movies, loads of them, sports, I'm talking football, Formula One, cricket, plus you've got documentaries, nature and drama. The quality is ridiculous. I wish you could see what I'm seeing. Sky Q, the next generation box. Sky, believe in better.
Requires Sky Q 2TV box, Sky Q multi-screen and Ultra HD ready TV. Content depends on subscription.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah.
Nicer problems to have. This Tuesday, there's a record £167 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. Euromillions. Only from the National Lottery.
Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Problems in Cumbria for the eastbound A590. Heading away from Levens through to the M6 at junction 36. That route's currently closed towards the motorway because of a three-vehicle accident. Long delays for Bristol's M5, which is still closed south between junctions 19 and 20 following an accident and a chemical spill there. Queues back to 18A on the M5 and surrounding routes are very busy. And delays coming into Cardiff through the Bute Town tunnels. There's been an accident near to the retail park and one lane is closed. I'm Jarena Adams.
What do you think of when someone says the word used? Old-fashioned? Out of tune, a bit scratched, something past its best. Chances are you're not thinking of a Mercedes-Benz. Think Mercedes-Benz approved used. Suddenly, there's a lot more meaning to that little word. Visit your local retailer to find your used car today. and you'll see what I mean. I like the way you work it. Mercedes-Benz approved used. Used, but not what you're used to.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, it's just coming up to 3:15. Good afternoon. Hopefully now we've got Alex Dibble, who is in Manchester at the Tory Party conference. Can you hear me now, Alex?
I can indeed, John. Good afternoon.
Splendid. Good afternoon. Dibble. So, well, the speeches are going on. David Davis had just finished banging on about Brexit. And as I say, he really probably should be banging on about Brexit in Brussels, where those Brexit negotiations are taking place. But instead, he's gone to Manchester, where he's talking about Amber Rudd's been on. Of course, Boris Johnson on later. Theresa May tomorrow. Where are you, Alex?
I'm outside Old Trafford, John.
OK, good. Why?
Well, basically, this is what happened. Philip Hammond said yesterday that it's great to be here in Manchester City because it's 100% united. And I think he was trying to make a joke. So I've come to ask people if they think that's funny.
Excellent. Please do.
Okay, let's see if I can... Oh, excuse me, madam. Sorry to interrupt. I work with Talk Radio. I don't know if you know the Tory Party conference is going on around the corner. And the Chancellor said it's great to be in Manchester because it's a city united. And all I'm asking people is, do you think that's funny?
No. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't really do politics, but...
that's not really funny, is it?
No, not really.
Thank you so much for your time. Right, thank you. Good afternoon. Yeah, so people here don't think it's funny, John.
Well, they're right as well, aren't they, in many ways? Yeah. And you've gone all the way to Old Trafford for that?
Yeah.
That's
Is that a problem?
That's quite funny. I like that. Not a problem at all. But what do you mean? How much are you missing, Alex? What are you missing out on?
A significant amount.
That's good.
Surely Boris should play Old Trafford, the crowd he's going to pull. That could sell out Old Trafford at that conference, couldn't it?
What's the mood, Alex, in anticipation of, not at Old Trafford necessarily, but as you're there, but what's the mood for Boris's speech that's coming up?
Great anticipation, I think would be the word. He is in Manchester. He went out for a very early morning run this morning, and all the paps were trying to get him, and he was looking, you know... Well, his hair's always looking blustery, but it's incredibly windy this week, so it was looking even more blustery this morning, and no one knows where he is. He hasn't, like, apart from going on a run, he hasn't shown his face at all, so every single photographer and every single camera is going to be pinned to the door of the Midland Hotel in about half an hour to see when he comes out and goes into the conference centre.
All right, and is anyone else around you, Old Trafford, interested in any of it at all?
No. I've spoken to a few people and none of them care.
Yes or no, do you regret going to Old Trafford?
No. And I tell you why. Because that lady that I just spoke to, she was worth it on her own.
Alex Dibble there for us in Old Trafford for the Tory Party conference that's happening not at Old Trafford. More from him, of course, as the afternoon wears on.
He'll be at the Arndale Centre.
And there you have it. Philip Hammond's joke yesterday about Manchester, deemed not funny by a person of Manchester. Now, you listen to Talk Radio. You know, if you're a regular listener, that we like to take our work experience out of the office, away from the kettle, step away from the photocopier, and get in front of a microphone. Hayley.
Hello.
Hello, Hayley.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, thank you. Just to clarify, this is your first time with us.
Yes, it is.
On air here. So, and I say this every time, but it's just so you know. You've been told, I realise, that coming in here, you know, is a kind of a leg up into the industry, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, it's work experience. It'll get, you know, sort of rung on the ladder, if you like, of the world of media.
I think it's quite rare that you actually get to go on the radio when you're doing work experience.
It really is rare. We're the only people to do it.
Pretty much, I think.
But the reality is it's only because you're free. You know, we don't have to pay you. So that's why you're here. It's a budget issue.
I love being free.
Oh. Well, look, it's nice of you to come in. And you're reviewing music for us today. So
I am.
What are we going to start with?
We're starting with Dancing in the Daylight by Scouting for Girls.
Is this this a Dancing in the Moonlight top loader little joke?
Well, I seem to think so. But in fact, it sounds like every other Scouting for Girls song you've ever heard ever.
Right. Well, before we talk about it, let's have a listen to Scouting for Girls.
You like it?
I like that.
Okay, well, do you not think it sounds exactly the same as Heartbeat?
Yeah, it sounds the same as all of them, as you rightly pointed out. But if you like the noise of the sort of chirpy sound of Scouting for Girls.
And also, they appeal to everybody, don't you think?
Yeah.
They're
a good live band.
So I really like Scouting for Girls, and my friends roundly mock me for it.
They're not cool.
No, they are not cool.
Yeah. They started off a little bit like they could be a cool band when they started, you know. They thought they were Noah and the Whale or something. I think they were slightly before that. But it was that vibe, wasn't it? It's sort of a bit quirky, a bit cool. But now they are a bit poppy. Somehow they're not cool. But I like them, and I'm cool, so that makes sense, doesn't it?
Just to give an idea of where their career is at, I've once introduced them on stage.
As have I. Where did you introduce them on stage?
I did it at the Canterbury Christchurch Summer Ball,
London Palladium.
So it got very different. Different ends of the career.
Yeah. They're actually doing the London Palladium again. In November. They're doing a matinee show.
They've dropped you from there. That's what's happened.
Again, two ends of a career, right there.
Do you not think, though, like when a band goes away for quite a while, like it's been quite a while since you've heard Scouting for Girls on the radio.
It's true.
I think, you know, like how Maroon 5 had, She Will Be Loved, and then they came back with Payphone, and it was like, oh my gosh, this is so different. Like, they haven't done anything different.
Yeah.
They've just kind of stayed the same.
I think that's fine.
Normal.
I like the one about Michaela Strachan.
It's a secret track.
It appeals to you.
It did appeal to me. And also, Roy off of Scouting for Girls is one of the nicest people you can win.
He's such a lovely guy.
Really nice. He had a bit of an ego, but that's fine.
Right, okay, look, only for time, let's move along to track two.
Okay, so this is Wolf Alice. I don't know. Heard of Wolf Alice? Yeah. Cool. I like a front woman instead of a front man, especially in current day music. So this is Heavenward. It's the fourth release from their new album.
Okay, let's have a listen. Wolf Alice. Yeah, I like Wolf Alice.
You like Wolf Alice?
Yeah.
Wolf Alice?
I'm okay. I think they're much better live than they are. I wouldn't listen to them on the tube.
I wouldn't listen to an album.
I get that
with a lot of albums these days.
I say this second album that they've come out with is completely different to the first one. It sounds similar, but like it takes you on a journey, whereas the first one definitely didn't.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. This is quite nice, though. I feel like, if you listen to the whole song all the way through, it's nice that they're actually turning death into a positive thing rather than a
bad thing. Yeah, which we should all do, frankly.
Yeah.
Have you seen them live?
Yes, I have seen them live.
Yeah, and they are a good live band.
They famously support a lot of acts, I think.
Mm. Mumford and Sons, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly.
That's when I saw them, actually.
In Hyde Park?
Yeah, in Hyde Park.
There you go.
That's where I saw them.
I saw them at a Glastonbury, I think. Mm. So,
I think they're a good festival band.
Yeah, they're really good fun live. She really gives it her all.
There's a documentary out about them, about to come out, a film.
Really?
Yeah, Michael Winterbottom has made it,
nice.
Where he's followed them on the road for a year. Don't laugh at the word Winterbottom.
I didn't. Grow up. How dare you?
Winterbottom is coming.
So, amazing. So, Jon Snow, watch out.
Thank you. Yeah. and apparently it's very good, because it picks the mundane parts of the tour, because obviously Michael Winterbottom as a director does that sort of thing, and apparently it's very good. I haven't seen it, but I'm told
it's very good. I'd be interested to see how that's like.
Well, that's called Heavenwood.
Yes.
And again, just for time, let's move on.
Let's move on. Okay, so how long has it been since you've had Pixie last on your radio?
I don't think I listen to the kind of radio that Pixie Lott is on. I'm not sure.
Well, she's back.
Does she sound like Pixie Lott?
She sounds like she has copied every other mainstream music song ever going.
Right.
She should have released this in March so it could be played at summer parties, in my opinion.
All right. Let's
have a listen.
Hear a bit of Pixie Lott. The irony there being, of course, that the song is instantly forgettable.
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine. It's just a piece of pop, isn't it? It's, you know, it's catchy. It does its job.
I just think everything is following that, like, marimba noise. Like, you know, the...
Despacito.
Yeah, I think everyone is like, oh, my God, this works. Like, everyone's going to remember it. But, like... And also the guy in the background being like, won't forget you. Like, really, does that work? No.
I mean, I'm not a Pixie Lott.
I mean, she's made a comeback. She's a West Ham fan as well.
And she's
quite heavy about that. So
what are her
fans?
What are her fans? Does she have her fans have a name, like, you know, like Beliebers?
I don't know. And, maybe Pixies.
The Pixies. Sure,
no, they are a band. That would be really confusing.
Yeah.
I personally prefer the Pixies to Pixie Lott.
In many ways, yes. That is true.
In all of the ways, I think.
In all of the ways. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I know what she is, but
The trouble I have with it is that she actually has a really good voice. She's just kind of ruined it with the song. Sorry about that, Pixie.
Yeah, if you're listening, which you know she is.
Yeah, of course.
She's a big fan of the show.
This one's for you, hon.
Yeah, I mean, you've coincidentally picked songs by all the people who listen to this show today.
Oh,
Scandiver Girls, listen every day.
Every
Wolf Alice will not stop texting in.
Yeah.
Ellie, you need to pipe down on the text.
And pick Pixie's... Well, you don't want to know what she's just sent. like a song. All right, well, let's finally end. Well, that's obvious, but what should we end on?
Okay, so this is a bit different to normal pop music. I've decided to go with a jazz tune. I don't know if you've ever... Do you listen to jazz?
No, I hate it.
Okay. I love that. Definitely not a saxophone player. Love it. No, I have picked a tune by Kamasi Washington. It brings in like funk. It's not just it's not just jazz. It's like quite like soulful funk.
Soulful jazz
vibe.
Funk.
Yeah, yeah. Like very kind of moves with the saxophone kind of thing.
All right.
And he's so good at playing saxophone. So you can appreciate it that way.
This
is called Perspective.
Yeah, the saxophone playing is good. The lyrics are rubbish.
I mean, meaningless. I mean, where they ever thought of them, I don't know.
Pixie Lott probably wrote that. I didn't hate that. It wasn't the sort of jazz I hate. I hate sort of noodly jazz.
Okay.
You know.
I just think it's kind of portrayed as this niche thing, and it doesn't have to be niche.
Yeah.
Like, it can be listened to by everybody. You don't have to know what they're doing to like listen to it and enjoy it.
It's background. I think
what you have to be doing to listen to it is being
for
a
sure.
lift.
Yeah.
if you just play it again, just
a little bit of that lift music for us as we
Okay.
Floor 7. Please mind the doors.
Person walks in with a briefcase.
going down.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? You're absolutely right. Yeah, that's exactly what it
well,
is.
Give it a go. Release
what
this
a way
week.
To completely undermine a piece of written news. If someone worked on that, I feel really bad.
People try hard.
Yeah. But if you like that sort of thing, no, I imagine it's terrific.
I mean, Kamasi Washington's just got a new album, so yeah. If you did like it, then give it a go.
Yeah.
It's not all the same stuff.
Good.
Oh, there we go. Your call is waiting to be accepted.
Please hold. You are number one in the queue.
Yeah. Hayley, thank you so much for bringing us some music to laugh at.
Yes, of course.
Excellent stuff. We'll see you again.
No, yes, of course.
All right, Hayley there. Work experience punditry. We've told her it's a leg up into the industry. It quite literally isn't. But thank you very much for coming in the next bit of the programme. The big debate at 3 o'clock, of course. We will be bringing you the opinions of drunk people. Now, drunk people with microphones in their drunk faces. They've been canvassed for their opinions on the week's news late at night, so they've slurred their way through some answers. We call it Alco Vox Pops, and it's on the way, as is a game of millennial snowflake buckaroo in the last half an hour of the programme. You're listening to Talk Radio. The news is on the way next.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stoptober is back, and this year it's bigger than ever. Over 1 million people have used the Stoptober 28-day Stop Smoking Challenge to help them quit. And Stoptober's got loads to help you stop for good, like the free app, the online community, and face-to-face support. Plus, you can use patches, gum, even e-cigarettes to help you kick the habit. Keep it up for 28 days and you're 5 times more likely to quit. So come on, join in, because Stoptober is bigger than ever. Search Stoptober for all the support you need to quit smoking for good.
At DFS, we know how important it is to be comfy. So as the nights draw in, our craftspeople like Barbara here...
Hi.
...go all out to make sure every sofa is carefully handmade to order.
I treat every sofa that I sew as if it's coming to my house.
And she's very particular. And with Autumn Winter Collection sofas now up to half price and available with 4 years interest-free credit, winter's going to be very comfy indeed. DFS. Order now for guaranteed Christmas delivery.
Winston Wolfe, Direct Line. You're Harry the Plumber.
Yeah?
A successful small businessman like yourself needs protection. Meet Lars and Vlad. They're big.
Hello!
Big shot lawyers, that is. See, they create and check legal documents that you can download. So you're covered. And this legal document service comes with your Direct Line insurance.
Wow!
Yeah!
Direct Line's public liability insurance includes a legal document service. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. New and existing customers underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
The new TradePoint catalogue is out now. Pick up your free copy today in one of our 290 stores nationwide. Trade on.
TradePoint! Hi, I was hoping to get a price on selling my car. Online, they offered me £3,000.
Okay, how about £4,000?
What? Really? Brilliant.
Yeah, great news. We buy any car too, but we pay £1,000 more.
We call that one of life's small victories. Bring Vauxhall a quote from the leading online car buyer and we'll beat it by £1,000 when you trade in your old car for a brand new Vauxhall. Plus, that's on top of our other great offers. Search Vauxhall Buy Any Car. Vauxhall. Isn't life brilliant? Offer and part exchange for new passenger car orders which are registered by 31st of December based on the true condition of the vehicle. Participating retailers only. Terms and conditions apply. See vauxhall.co.uk/WeBuyAnyCar2.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At just after three. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. Victoria's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, homeless man admits double murder. No motive yet for Vegas killer and tributes to Tom Petty.
Talk Radio.
A homeless man has pleaded guilty to murdering the mother and her 13-year-old son of a family who tried to help him. 24-year-old Aaron Barley was fed, helped with accommodation and given a job by the Wilkinson family from Stourbridge. But as well as killing 50-year-old Tracy Wilkinson and son Pierce, he also stabbed her husband Peter 6 times. Daughter Lydia says she thought she was almost left on her own.
I take a lot of strength in the fact that Dad is still with me, because for a few hours I thought I had nobody and that I was alone in the world. So for Dad to make such an immense recovery, I take a lot of strength from that.
Police say they still don't know why a retired accountant carried out America's deadliest gun massacre. Officers have found more than 40 guns at Stephen Paddock's home and in his Las Vegas hotel room, where he shot dead 59 people and injured more than 500 others at a country music festival. Professor of Criminology and author on gun control, Peter Squires, has told Talk Radio America is awash with guns.
The only way that the industry can convince people to buy more is by making them more powerful, more lethal, more accurate, more rapidly deployed. They've moved from revolvers to semi-automatic handguns, and now the gun of choice for the home defence civilian is an assault rifle, essentially a military weapon.
The Prime Minister is expected to be in the audience as the Foreign Secretary makes his speech to the Conservative Party conference shortly. Boris Johnson has written an article and given an interview recently which many people have interpreted as an attempt to undermine Theresa May. Uber's new chief executive is meeting the head of transport for London after the firm lost its licence to operate in the capital. Uber has apologised for mistakes and will file an appeal before the deadline later this month. And tributes are being paid to the rock star Tom Petty, who's died at age 60. The singer's family have confirmed his death from cardiac arrest. Bob Dylan has called it shocking, crushing news.
All right, Victoria there with the news. The shocking, crushing news. It's 3:05. Victoria is with us. In half an hour's time, she will be here again. But she won't just have that news. She will also have today's edition of Bonus News. We know, you know, we all know that 2 minutes is not long enough to cram everything into a bulletin.
I overran on that bulletin. I did 2 minutes 24.
How did you know?
Because my scripts are timed.
Really?
Yeah, like, come look here on the screen.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Right, well...
Well, it will be 2:24 by the time I've read the weather, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, you can cut 24 seconds off the Bonus News if you
want. Okay,
cool.
It's only a minute long anyway, meant to be.
Well, it's not though, is it?
Yeah, but your interruptions drag it out, don't they? Well, just like this.
Yeah. It's bonus news on the way. It's going to be animal news today. Have you got any... Have you stopped?
Yes. Ooh. A little bear cub.
A little bear cub. News of a little bear cub on the way in 24 minutes. Here's Victoria with the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
So bright with more sunshine for many. Cool and breezy, some showers from northwest England. Highs of 17 degrees. Why are you counting?
Just counting along with the script.
Oh, trying to work out the time, or just proving to people you know how to count.
Well, he can't read, so at least he's got one skill.
That's mean.
Can't write either. We've established that.
Good point.
That's mean.
Okay, right. Here's John Howick. John Howick. He's got the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade go.
Good afternoon, I'm John Howick. Former England boss Sam Allardyce says Harry Kane would be his captain 100%, no doubt about it. Ahead of this week's World Cup qualifying double with Slovenia and Lithuania, Allardyce says Kane would handle the pressures of the armband on and off the pitch and is already a world-class striker.
He's willing to contribute to the whole success of the England team as probably as well as Tottenham team by expressing his opinion, which is what you want.
British tennis number one Johanna Konta's up against it in her bid to qualify for the WTA finals after pulling out of next week's Hong Kong Open. She's got a foot injury, but she's still hoping to play in the Kremlin Cup in Moscow later this month. And finally, England's women have gone top of cricket's world rankings for the first time. They replace Australia after winning the World Cup on home soil during the summer. It's ahead of the two teams meeting in the Ashes later this month. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Powered by TalkSport. You're listening to Talk Radio. The big debate is on the way.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The big debate is now. Talk Radio, afternoons, I'm John Holmes, hello. And just a week or two then after Ryanair cancelled their flights, stranding passengers abroad and ruining people's holidays, so now Monarch have been forced to do much the same. Financial reasons, profits, a weak pound and Brexit uncertainty, of course, have been cited as reasons. But we are also hearing now that there was a problem with the scheduling of the aeroplane's holiday. Now, Monarch have a fleet of planes, of course, and all of those aeroplanes are entitled to 6 weeks off being aeroplanes a year. But a problem with rostering has meant that the aeroplane's holidays weren't booked in correctly after working conditions for planes were altered. Now, as a result, many aeroplanes have threatened strike action and downed wings, resulting in the cancelled flights. A spokesplane told Talk Radio early today that aeroplanes would have no truck with management interference and that they would be closing their flaps for good when their holidays were if their holidays weren't sorted out. Now, on the line is listener Paul, who's called Talk Radio. Good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon, John.
Thank you for calling. Now, you obviously heard me say the word flaps there and the word truck. Fortunately, you've gone for the word truck for this debate, but you put an N in there, and it's trunks that you're concerned with, am I right?
Oh, I'm very concerned, John. I think trunks are terrible. Down with trunks.
Down with trunks. Well, it's interesting you say that because trunks can go down, of course. If we're talking about swimming trunks, you could pull those down. Elephant's trunks go down as well as up, you know, like the stock market. And I suppose the lid of a trunk, a holiday trunk, if you will, would also go up and down, wouldn't it?
Yes, and also I would say the only safe trunk is a buried trunk. Put a trunk in down ground.
Right, so you're saying... Well, can we be clear, by the way? Are you talking all trunks, or are you particularly annoyed about elephants' trunks, or what? What's the problem?
I don't like trunks of any kind, really. I mean, I dislike them individually and altogether.
Right, I understand. Right, okay.
I don't like elephants, and also I think swimming trunks are vulgar. I think I don't like to see a man's size.
Right. So, if I put an elephant in a pair of swimming trunks, presumably that would tip you over the edge.
Oh my God! Don't even say that, John. Oh, you've made my heart skip.
Right. Okay. Well, Paul, stay on the line for me, if you would. I want to bring Jeff in. Hi, Jeff.
John, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I understand, Jeff, that you're in favour of trunks. In fact, you've got a trunk farm.
That's right, I got a trunk farm, yes. Yeah. And, you know, we just keep all our trunks, you know, and we breed them.
Yeah, and and let me get this right, because I do have the figures here. You are the number one supplier in this country of trunks to elephants' faces, I think.
Elephants' faces, yes, we are, we do. We got a great business. Obviously, I mean, now circuses have gone all, you know, we're not allowed to have elephants anymore.
Yeah.
We've lost their business.
Yeah.
But there are still safari parks out there and collectors that need their trunks. And so we supply them.
Right, okay. Well, and so you're in favour of them, obviously. But you listen to what Paul said there. I mean, I actually, by saying an elephant in swimming trunks, made his heart skip a beat, Jeff. And I wonder what you've got to say to Paul.
Well, if it makes his heart skip a beat, to me that sounds like, you know, he likes it. I mean, when I first saw my wife, same thing happened to me. She had a trunk as well.
Right. Are you married to an elephant?
No, she just had a big trunk. She was, like, you know, moving house.
I understand, yep, I saw you.
Different type of trunk.
Yes, well, that's the thing, isn't it? There are different types of trunks, so that's what we've established, and Paul is against them all. Paul, in your opinion, are the government not doing enough or not?
No, I think the government, they're taking the opportunity to get rid of their rubbish in any way that they can. They're trying to distract us from the main issues. So they stick all their junk in their trunk and then they're sending us off down to the circus. I think it's madness, John.
It's a metaphor.
I think it's madness.
Metaphor. The conference, the Tory party conference is in Manchester, of course, and you know, the trunks are very much on the agenda there. Already David Davis has been saying, you know, post-Brexit, we don't even know whether elephants, they'll be able to afford elephants in this country anymore. I wonder if, you know, I presume, Paul, you voted Leave. You're anti-Trump, you'll be Brexit, won't you?
Yeah, that's correct. I voted Leave. I think the elephants, we've got to keep the elephants out of the country.
Yeah, and there's just too many of them over here, are there?
There's too many trunks.
Coming over here,
taking
our buns, are they?
Yeah, they're taking our buns.
Right.
What about our red currant buns?
Yeah, well, what about them, Jeff? You know, what's your take on that?
Well, obviously, I mean, they're my bread and butter, all my buns and butter, because, I need them to. Otherwise, I've just got a load of hoses, trunks yeah. that no one will use.
Yeah.
So what am I supposed to do with that? Obviously, I'm going to vote for stay, or whatever it was.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the... Now, this is interesting. They're talking about Monarch Airlines. Now, now, of course, the Civil Aviation Authority have... Well, their job is now to fly all the stranded people back from wherever they're stuck because of the collapse of Monarch Airlines. Now, we know they've spent a lot of money. I haven't got the actual figure, but it's a lot of taxpayers' money on sending flying elephants. Now, they haven't got enough planes. They've got flying elephants to repatriate these people. And that could take a while because there's no such thing as a flying elephant at all, is there? So, you know, it's people like you, Jeff, that are going to have to breed them in order to send them to repatriate all these people who are stuck, these flying elephants. And how long would it take to make a flying elephant, Jeff?
I mean, they didn't give me much warning on it. They rang me last night about this. I did hear, and I'm on it already.
Yeah.
But they've got to give me a bit of time.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that they're going to compensate the people that are out there.
What's your message for the people that are stranded who are waiting to get home on flying elephants?
Give it a few years.
Yeah.
And I'll have them over there for you.
Right.
That's my message. That's the official message. That's the press release that I put out.
Right.
You know.
I have read that. Paul, look, I want to bring you back in here. You're part of this anti-trunk lobby, of course. And it's not just we get the word swimming trunks, don't we? From look at the biology of it. From humans years ago, we had swimming trunks. I don't mean the ones you wear. I mean literally, we had appendages. The human body had an appendage called a trunk, like a tail, but at the front. And of course, tails eroded, didn't they? And we've got just a coccyx now. And there's only one now, if I'm honest. But we've evolved. We've got the trunks we had at the front to propel us through the water have dropped off, haven't they? With evolution, Paul.
Yes, they have. Yes, I think they were ancillary to our needs. And you know, I think they've got these trials in Sweden where they're just making sure the coccyx are fully gone as well. And yeah. I'm very much in favour of that.
Yeah, well, I could understand you would be. I mean, what do you make of this? Government, this has been announced by Amber Rudd. She's the Home Secretary. She was speaking in Manchester today, of course. And she said they're going to make a new charge, a criminal charge, of going equipped with a trunk. So this is going to lead to the arrest of elephants, OK? Arrested developments.
Good. I think they're dangerous. I think they're bad. And I think you know, I would vote for Donald Trump, but I would not vote for Donald Trump if you don't.
I do know what you mean, yeah. But do you think elephants should be arrested? I mean, if they are, I mean, they'll try and hide the trunks. Should we? Are you calling for stop and search on elephants for concealed trunks?
I'm calling for imprisonment of all them elephants.
Right.
You know what my favourite scene was in Dumbo? It was that scene where that big mum elephant got chained up by her knees. I think we should do that with all elephants.
Yeah.
And I don't care if the little ones cry. They're dangerous.
Right. Jeff, come back in on that. You work with elephants. You breed flying elephants and make trunks.
That's right.
What's a crying elephant?
Not a happy sight, obviously, as you know, because a crying elephant, you know, they cry tears of pain. They never cry tears of joy, in my experience. And I've had to detach many a child elephant from their mother just because the trunk is, like, too small and has to grow.
Yeah.
I can't do anything with that, can I? So I have to shred it.
Should we graft, because you're saying there's not enough trunks, and I know, and this is obviously, I mean, you've got a vested financial interest because you work on a trunk farm, but should other animals have trunks, Jerry? Would it be practical to graft a trunk on a dog or a cat or ants?
You say this because I have actually been doing trials myself.
Yeah.
I'm part Swedish. And what I've been doing, right, is I've been, like, grafting all these, like, different sizes of straws, basically, onto mongooses, which seems to work quite well. Mongoose with a straw.
Mongoose.
That works quite well. But also the bigger animals as well. I do plan to put something on a sperm whale very soon.
Mongoose.
Are you telling me we're going to have elephants in the water? We're going to have whales with trunks?
Well, yes. There you go. An elephant in the water is a whale. What about an elephant seal?
Well, yeah, that's another one.
That's where you seal up the back of an elephant with its own trunk, isn't it?
That's right. Like
a snake biting its own tail.
Exactly like a snake biting its own tail, but it's an elephant with its own trunk up its
hurting himself.
Anus.
Yes. I mean, it's not as popular as it used to be, I've got to be honest.
No. All right. Well, look,
I've heard of a human centipede, but I've not heard of an elephant.
An elephant centipede. Well, that's a centipede with a trunk on it. So that that makes sense. You could, you know, be dragging it. Anyway, look, we've got we're running out of time, of course.
Of course.
Sum up the debate for me. We always do it about this time. Could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please, Paul?
Well, centipede.
Thank you, Jeff.
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Well, there it is. Do we need trunks of any kind? I mean, you know, with elephants there, you know, there are these cases, you've probably seen it with elephants with storage boxes glued to their faces now, instead of the actual trunk where people have been experimenting. And it's a cruel practice. But what do you make of it? Do we need trunks, right? We've got trunks. What do we need trunks? We live in post-Brexit Britain. It's 2017. We've got crowbars and car parks. Why do we need trunks? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This unsavory creature, called the Monster Bill, makes its home in motor vehicles, where the Monster Bill's voracious appetite for money slowly drives the owners, who can't be bothered to switch their car insurance company, bananas. But could the Monster Bill now be at risk of extinction from its one natural and powerful predator?
Go compare! Rawr! Just go visit them today. Keep that Monster Bill at bay. Yes, before you go bananas, go compare!
As a business owner, you can't waste money on anything, particularly hiring. That's why we built Indeed.com differently. No upfront fees, no long-term contracts, so you can start, pause, and stop at any time. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
So I get free Love2Shop vouchers in this half a million giveaway?
That's right. For every 20 litres of selected Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade paints you buy, you'll get a £10 Love2Shop voucher to spend at over 20,000 stores and online.
Oh, nice.
So, are you off to do that hallway on Hill Street?
Yeah, I am, but only after I've had a look online at what I can spend my vouchers on.
Don't miss the Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade half a million giveaway. In store now until October the 31st. T's and C's apply. See online at halfamilliongiveaway.co.uk or in participating stores for details.
I fitted another one of those Valent EcoFit boilers today with a V-Smart.
V-Smart?
Yeah. It lets my customer control their boiler from anywhere through an app.
That's smart.
And it can help reduce bills too by making it work even more efficiently.
That's smart too.
It shows energy usage and it'll even connect to a smart home.
That's really smart. Why is it called V-Smart then?
At Valence, we're with you all the way. So our EcoFit Pure Range is compatible with V-Smart to give complete control. Search Valence V-Smart for more.
Modern life is hectic. Queuing for the bathroom. Packing the kids' lunchboxes. Doing the school run. Walking the dog. Sprinting after the bus. Making that deadline. Cheeky catch up with the girlies. Then racing to pick up the kids so we're home for tea time. Oh, nothing in the fridge.
Don't come home to an empty fridge. New Tesco same-day delivery. Order by one for delivery after seven. Tesco. Every little helps. Subject to availability. Excludes Sunday delivery charges apply.
It's not the travel, the challenge, the trek or the kit. It's not the adventure that makes joining the Army Reserve the best thing I ever did. It's the sense of belonging.
Here you go, mate. Get us down, yeah?
Join the Army Reserve. Get paid to train in your spare time and find where you belong. Search Army Reserve Jobs.
So, the brilliant new iPhone's finally here. But which network do you go for? What if you could get one that lets you keep any data you haven't used? Or change your plan whenever you want? New Sky Mobile. With the new iPhone. Now there's an idea. The perfect network for your perfect phone. Sky. Believe in better.
Redeem data per 1 gigabyte and use within 3 years. 12-month minimum term. Downgrades effective month following selection.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Bristol, the M5 southbound is closed between 19 for Portishead and 20 for Clevedon, with queuing traffic due to multi-vehicle accident and spillage of chemicals. It's congestion back to 17 for Cribbs Causeway. In Monmouth, the A40 northbound, there's a lane closed and queuing traffic due to car fire between Cinderhill Street for the Gibraltar Tunnels and the B4293. In Greater Manchester, the M60 clockwise, a lane closed and slow traffic due to broken down car between 13 and 14 for the East Lancs Road. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Thompson is changing to TUI, the new name in holidays. We'll offer the same personal service and hand-picked hotels, plus so much more. We cross the T's, dot the I's, and put you in the middle. TUI. Discover your smile. At all protected.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And you're listening to Talk Radio, and it's the afternoons, and I am John Holmes. There's a game of Millennial Snowflake Buckaroo on the way in the last half an hour of this programme. Before that, some of your reactions to today's debate have been coming in. Do we need trunks? Now, there are various kinds of trunks, of course. We've discussed them. We've discussed swimming, elephant and storage. But as you're hearing from Paul there, he's got an issue with all of those. Jeff runs Britain's premier trunk farm, where they make the trunks that go on to the elephants' faces. And he was talking us through that and how he's in favour of the trunk. But what's been coming in? A lot coming in for trunks.
Plenty coming in. This is from Fergie, who and Will I Am, who have both said, John, what are you going to do with all the trunks?
Yeah.
All that junk on the trunk. I'm going to get you drunk, get you love drunk on my trunks.
Yep.
And Toy Dolls have said, oh, Nelly the elephant packed her trunk and said goodbye to the circus. Off she rode with a trumpety trump,
Donald
trump,
trump, trump, trump, trump, trump, trump.
So
trump.
Bringing politics into it there.
Trump. Now, earlier, you'll have noticed there's a lot of news around. John Craven's news around. There's a lot of news around today. There's a Tory party conference going on, of course. Mm-hmm. The Scottish government, by the way, breaking news, have banned fracking in Scotland. That's in the news today as well. Steve Coogan has won damages from the Mirror group of newspapers over phone hacking. That's in the news.
You don't want to damage a mirror. Bad luck.
Yeah, it's 7 years bad luck. Mm. Maybe it should be a seven-figure. Something. Anyway, David Davis has been speaking at the conference. Of course, Amber Rudd earlier. Boris Johnson, very shortly indeed. Widely anticipated speech. We were talking to Katy Perry in Manchester about that. Alex Dibble had gone to the wrong place. He was in Old Trafford for some reason.
Dibble.
But there's a hell of a lot going on. Of course there is. And we're here to help you navigate it by making it as simple to understand as we possibly can. And we do that using Japanese poetry on this programme. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
May doesn't want a cabinet of yes men, just one of old white men.
The news in haikus. Because the news is very complicated, isn't it, Cornelius?
Yep.
News is quite complicated.
No, I only do it before the haiku, you know the rules.
News is quite complicated.
Move on.
Let's move on to drunk people. So, you know when there are programmes on the radio and sometimes the reporters go outside, don't they, and they stick microphones in the faces of people outside to ask them what they think about the news. It's called a vox pop. It's a broadcasting staple. We do it as well, except we do it with people when they're absolutely smashed out of their heads. At the weekend, late at night. Now, we didn't run this yesterday for obvious reasons as we were covering the Las Vegas story, but At the weekend, we did go out onto the streets as people are falling out of pubs and clubs and bars to ask them what they thought about the previous week's news. We call it Alco Vox Pops.
Hi there. Yes, excuse me. Can I ask you some questions for the radio, please? Here's one. UKIP's new logo is a lion, but it looks too much like the Premier League logo. What should they change it to next?
UKIP logo. Tana. Just rock it out with a purple flag. That's their, you know, that's their colours. Might as well.
You.
No, no, that's...
No, I'm sorry. Right. I'm sorry.
UKIP's logo. I don't think there's anything wrong with lion.
I don't know. Just... bit of dog because no one cares about UKIP anymore.
No, no one gives a monkeys about UKIP. They're a dead party. Yeah, they're a dead party.
A massive swastika.
A massive
into the mouth of Nigel Farage.
I like a lion in there, but like, as long as it doesn't look exactly like the Premier League logo, that's cool.
Excuse me, do I know the first thing about the Premier League? Absolutely not. Probably the English flag, maybe. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Is that an appropriate answer?
Elon Musk is developing a rocket that could fly from London to New York in 29 minutes. Where will you be in half an hour's time?
Half an hour's time, I'll probably be in a house party.
In half an hour's time, I'll be watching Ronan whilst he fails to talk to a girl.
Half an hour's time, I'll be... Am I not? So
buying a Tesla.
In half an hour, I hope I'm giving it large to Mr. Brightside.
Ordering a nice double rum ginger beer at the bar, probably.
He's like a Scooby-Doo villain, Elon Musk is. No. Autism.
Hugh Hefner has died. What are your thoughts?
Poor guy. I can't. I have no general opinion about him, whether he's a revolutionary or not.
I've got quite a lot of respect for him. I'm still quite amazed that he managed to live the life that he did. I don't know how he managed to pull it off, but fair play.
Rest in peace to him. I actually know his... So, his son is getting married to a girl I know. So, they're going to be getting into a lot of money.
Completely irrelevant to the state of world affairs. We should focus on, like, environment.
Okay, my answer is...
We should focus on refugees.
My answer is this.
No, don't!
What a shame!
It's just a round of applause for the poor 28-year-old girl who's been the last 10 years to get his inheritance. But well done to her, because...
He's very upset because all those potential women who are going to go and Hugh Hefner's playgirls are all gone. The end.
Ah, drunk people! Canvas for their opinion on the week's news. Drunk people. Right, OK, in the next part of the programme, there will be, a game of Snowflake Buckaroo, of course. It's the game for all millennials, as we take the game Buckaroo, that you know, like with a donkey in it, and instead we replace the donkey with a millennial. We don't hang tools on it, we hang trigger phrases on it to see when the millennial runs away. That's how it works, that's what it is. It's on the way. It's Talk Radio. Victoria's got the latest news.
Talk Radio.
A homeless man has admitted the double murder of a mother and her son at their family home after they took him off the streets. 50-year-old Tracy Wilkinson and Pierce, who was 13, was stabbed to death in Stourbridge in March. Police are still working to establish the motive behind a mass shooting which left at least 59 people dead at a Las Vegas music festival. Detectives found more than 40 guns in the hotel room and home of Stephen Paddock, his security expert Will Geddes.
If they cannot find any distinguished motivation, it is going to be a real challenge for them in terms of what countermeasures they can do in the future, and this is why this opens up this debate about gun control in the United States.
It's going to be made illegal to sell acids to under-18s. The Home Secretary has announced the measure after a series of attacks using noxious substances. Thousands of protesters are blocking major roads in Catalonia and Spain. Catalan trade unions call the strike to show public anger at police violence during the region's banned independence referendum on Sunday. Workers on Southwestern Railway are the latest train staff to vote in favour of strike action. The RMT says its members voted 4-1 in favour of walkouts in a dispute over the role of guards. And Sir Paul McCartney has sent his love to the family of Tom Petty following the news of the singer's death. The free-falling singer passed away aged 66 after a cardiac arrest. Bob Dylan has called it shocking, crushing news. The weather wet and windy across Scotland overnight, turning chilly further south with lows of 9 degrees. Tomorrow rain and strong strong winds will affect Northern Ireland, Northwest England and later on Wales, staying drier in more southern areas with highs of 15. There's more news in around half an hour.
There's more now.
There is.
Because it's time for Victoria's roundup of bonus news. The news is 2 minutes long. That, even a layman could see, is not enough to get all the news that there is in. So what we do is bring you a bonus news feature at 3:30. Animal, vegetable and mineral. That more or less covers everything in the world off, doesn't it? Apart from fungus, as we've established. But that's a long story. But today we bring you animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
What listeners didn't see then, obviously, because we're on the radio, is that Cornelius mimed along to that, including the little screech. It was funny.
Thank you.
Okay. Sorry, it doesn't work on radio. No. Anyway, a fisherman has rescued a pair of bear cubs from drowning.
Oh.
So the mother bear had overestimated their swimming abilities and they were literally sinking when a tourist boat in northern Russia rushed to their aid and they got a fishing net and scooped them out.
Did they not throw a ring at it?
No, a fishing net scooped them out.
But then they went on to eat the
bears
cubs.
Weren't eating.
Sure?
Stop making stuff up.
Fishing for only... You fish for
they
to
weren't
eat the fish.
Fishing for bears. They simply used their tools to rescue the bears.
Right. It was definitely a bear, right? Not a chimpanzee.
I've seen the video. Right. Two bear cubs. Yeah. No monkeys at all involved in this bulletin.
But sometimes...
Stop it. No. They were then helped towards a forest and hopefully they found their mum. We don't know. But they were tired. Moving on, we have some clever raccoons. So,
thank you.
What, in the
you're not a raccoon
in
or
the
clever.
Oh.
No, in the world.
Oh.
So, in experiments modelled after Aesop's fable, The Crow and the Pitcher, researchers...
Which fable?
Aesop's fable.
No, what was the title?
The Crow and the Pitcher.
What happened in that one?
Well, when you listen to my description now, you'll hopefully be able to deduce what
happened.
And
this is from the online fashion website ASOS.
Nope. Actually, Aesop, A-E-S-O-P, is also a brand of, like, cosmetics. But you don't know that, do you? Because it's a premium brand. Anyway, researchers have discovered that raccoons could harness the principles of water displacement to access a floating treat. So they drop stones in a tube and then retrieve a marshmallow.
Right.
But they had to have training first. They couldn't just do it on their own accord.
So this is a sort of... They're on accord?
No.
Oh.
The turn of phrase, their own accord.
Oh. They owned a court, no.
No, they've been nominated for
a Turner Prize. They didn't know how to do it on their own, but once they had training, they
won a Turner
mastered
Prize.
The art of retrieving a marshmallow,
Turner Prize art.
Which was floating in a tube.
I think that's what Archimedes did when he
his eureka moment.
Yeah, the water displacement.
Mm.
Yeah, eating a marshmallow in the bath.
Yeah.
I think that's
I'm not listening to you. And finally, a couple shocked have been shocked to see an incredibly rare 100,000-to-1 white squirrel in their garden.
The music's run out.
Mm-hmm.
Shall I put the...
I need to listen to Boris Johnson because he's doing a speech, so hurry up.
Yeah.
Twice in less than 24 hours. So Andrew Ellis spotted the incredibly rare creature in his garden in Surrey last week. Then Lorraine, his wife, saw it less than 24 hours later. And experts think there could be less than 50 of the white squirrels in the country. So there you go.
Thank you very much indeed there, Victoria.
The pharaohs of Upper and Lower Egypt, they are double-hatted ministers in the sense that they simultaneously represent the FCO and DFID, bringing together our foreign policy and our aid programmes. In the Lords, we have...
Because Boris Johnson's speech, he's talking now at conference.
Of an institution.
Once again, we realise that conference speeches are quite dull, so we'll try and do our best to liven it up for you as we go along. This is live, it's Boris Johnson in Manchester.
Commonwealth, and we will have a Commonwealth summit to do her justice. Just back from Burma, I think, making clear this country's disgust at the treatment of the Rohingya, Mark Field, and dynamically triangulating between Europe and America, decoding President Trump to President Juncker, and vice versa. We have that Mount Rushmore of wisdom, Sir Alan Duncan. We have a great team and we are getting on with the job. And yet, frankly, folks, as I absorb the general tone of the national conversation, I don't think I have ever known so many to be sunk in gloom and dubitation about Britain and the world. Every week, I pick up a fine British edited international news magazine of the kind that you'll find in the briefcases of jet-setting consultants, glossy, covered, elegantly written, suspiciously unread. Every week, these publications have found new reasons to be slightly less than cheerful about this country. Every day, a distinguished pink newspaper manages to make Eeyore look positively exuberant. And across the world, painful to say it, across the world, the impression is being given that this country is not up to it, that we're going to bottle out of Brexit and end up in some dingy anteroom of the EU, pathetically waiting for the scraps, but no longer in control of the menu. And the most pessimistic of them all is not the media or our friends in the EU Commission or the excitable Monsieur Guy Verhofstadt. Far from it, it's Jeremy Corbyn, that NATO-bashing, trident-scrapping would-be abolisher of the British Army, whose first instinct, in the event of almost any international outrage or disaster, is to upend the analysis until he can find a way of blaming British foreign policy. And whose response to the grisly events in Venezuela is to side with the regime simply because they are fellow lefties. He says he still admires Bolivarian revolutionary socialism. I say he's Caracas. And
It's beyond satire.
It's beyond satire. It's a time when the world...
Boris Johnson there addressing the Tory party conference, which, you know, was got the crowd going, certainly, didn't he? But
yeah.
I think certainly livened up by the theme to Steptoe and Son. I think they should do that with all conference speeches. I wonder what we can choose to do Theresa May tomorrow. Anyway, suggestions welcome. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Boris Johnson, of course, speaking their analysis of that speech once it's over. We don't know how long he's going to go on for, but believe me, stay tuned to Talk Radio as we go through the message he's been delivering to comrades. Earlier, by the way, when we spoke to Katy Perry about this, the former director of Number 10, the communications director, she was saying that we could expect from his speech lots of laughs. We've just heard them as he sort of lays into a few people. He won't say anything controversial, Boris Johnson. He'll back the party line. You, as Katy said, wouldn't get a cigarette paper between them. But at the moment, you know, he's doing what Boris Johnson does, which is just to stay in the spotlight. Like, really, and to get everyone talking. And I guess, you know, we'll all fall into that trap as we analyse that speech afterwards. Talk Radio, we've got a game of Millennial Snowflake Buckaroo on the way as well before 4 o'clock. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Stoptober, the 28-day Stop Smoking Challenge is back. And this year it's bigger than ever. Sam Delaney will be cleaning up the afternoon airwaves with breaking news, great guests, plus essential tips, advice and support to help you quit smoking for good. Join the thousands of people stopping smoking this Stoptober with Sam Delaney at Drive on Talk Radio. Come on, join in. Search Stoptober for all the support you need to stop smoking.
The Renault Scrappage Scheme is now on. You could save thousands on a brand new Renault. So say au revoir to your old car. Model exclusions apply. Eligibility criteria apply. Visit Renault.co.uk/scrappage.
Darling, what's wrong?
I missed a call. It was that big order. And when I called back, he'd already gone with another supplier.
Why? Why didn't we have e-receptionist answering and directing our calls? Avoid the horror of the missed call from just 30p a day with e-receptionist. Visit ereceptionist.co.uk for your free 30-day trial.
Free trial must be cancelled within 30 days to avoid fees.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In October, buy two or more Meyer or Minerva solid surface kitchen worktops and receive a 430-watt dual-base random orbit sander free. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco,
It's where the train go.
So, start of the week, I'm on the edge of my seat with Game of Thrones. By the middle of the week, I'm seeing stars with Tin Star. The next thing you know, it all kicks off with a league of their own. You see, with Sky TV, I can enjoy Sky Atlantic's big screen drama and 45 channels of catch-up TV, all for £20 a month. And right now, there are great broadband offers too. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better. £20 standard setup, Sky Q kit loaned at no cost, new 18-month TV contract, terms apply.
Whether your business is small or large, your ambitions for it are always big. And so are ours. That's why, no matter what size your business, we have local business relationship managers who'll help you along the way. So with us in your corner, the sky's the limit. To see why we've been awarded Business Bank of the Year 3 years running, visit santanderbusiness.co.uk. Here to help your business prosper. Santander.
Business Money Facts Award 2015 to 2017.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah.
Nicer problems to have. This Tuesday, there's a record £167 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. Euromillions. Only from the National Lottery.
Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
In East Sussex, the A27 westbound at Falmer, there's a lane closed due to broken down lorry before the A270 Lewis Road. In Bristol, the M5 southbound remains closed between 19 for Portishead and 20 for Clevedon due to a clear-up operation after a chemical spillage and accident. In Gloucestershire, the M48 westbound, lane closed due to broken down vehicle between Junction 1 for Ost and Junction 2 for the Wye Valley Link Road at Chepstow. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Thompson is changing to TUI, the new name in holidays. We'll offer the same personal service and hand-picked hotels, plus so much more. We cross the T's, dot the I's, and put you in the middle. TUI. Discover your smile. At all protected.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Baloney.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Indeed, and you are very welcome along if you're just joining us. Now, Boris Johnson is getting on with the job. That is the essence of his speech. He's currently speaking live to conference in Manchester. He is backing the Prime Minister. He's saying that she won the election. I mean, that's technically a fact, so yeah. The Prime Minister will get a great Brexit deal, he's saying. He's saying the Cabinet are 100% behind her and her speech that she made in Florence. That's what he's saying. He says he backs every syllable of the Prime Minister's speech, but only from that podium, it seems. When he writes articles for The Telegraph, he doesn't seem, or The Sun, he doesn't seem to back it quite as much. And he's also had a go at Jeremy Corbyn, as you were probably just hearing before the break there. Anyway, that's going on. All the details of it, of course, being unpicked as the afternoon goes on at Talk Radio. There's a lot going on besides, though. A lot of news going on. It's all complicated, though, isn't it, Cornelius?
Oh, I can't get my head around
it.
Don't
worry, Cornelius. That's fine. We're here to help. And how do we help?
With even more syllables.
That's right. Short form Oriental verse. Speaking of syllables that Boris Johnson backs.
He backs every syllable of this Nets haiku.
There's 5, 7 and 5 of them. He backs them. It's the news in haikus.
Monarch has fallen. That's the airline, not the queen. Repeat, queen not dead.
The news in haikus. Just to be clear, monarch, the airline, not the monarch. today's game on Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's Snowflake Buckaroo. Let's meet today's contestants and explain the game. Let's meet Simon first. Hello, Simon.
Hi, John.
How are you, Simon? Yeah. How are you? Are you well?
I'm fine, thanks. I'm a snowflake, and I'm northern.
Yay!
Yeah, you were talking about this before, saying that we don't have jobs and stuff.
That's right. Have you got one?
I've got it. I sell kippers.
You sell,
I sell kippers.
This is excellent.
Craster kippers.
Craster kippers. Tell us about Craster kippers.
Yeah. Well, they're kippers. They're, you know, herring that are put in a big oven thing.
Yeah.
And, technically called.
Yeah.
And they're smoked for about 24 hours.
That sounds delicious.
Until they're very nice.
Are you worried?
And you can broil them.
What about you kippers? Have you anything you'd sell them?
We don't sell you kippers, I'm afraid. Yeah.
Are you worried your job might get taken by a robot? That was the news story we were discussing earlier.
Yes, it was.
Northern jobs taken by robots.
Well, if a robot likes to get stinking at kippers, then that's fine.
Maybe there were robot kippers. We don't know the future.
Well, we'll all be eating robots.
Anyway, Simon, stay there because we're going to meet the person playing against you. It's Ken in Gravesend. Hello, Ken.
Hello.
Hello. What do you do, Ken?
I'm a waiter.
A waiter.
Which isn't quite as exciting.
It isn't quite as exciting, is it? No. So I'm not interested in talking to you about it. Because Simon's more exciting than you are. Anyway, listen, you'll be playing against each other. Here, let me explain the rules to you. What? You were aware of Buckaroo, the game with the donkey, right? You know about Buckaroo?
Yes.
Good. Yeah.
Yep. Well, I play it nearly every week.
Good. Well, it'll help because what we've done here, we've taken the rules of Buckaroo and instead of a donkey, we've got a millennial snowflake. On that millennial snowflake, instead of tools, we are hanging trigger phrases. You have various rounds to get through. Each trigger phrase is worth points. If you add up points by the time you put the trigger phrases on the millennial, the point's reaching 21. The first person to reach 21 is bust. They are out. That's how it works. It makes no sense, I realise. But let's play the game anyway. It's Snowflake Buckaroo. Here we go. Right, trigger phrase is coming your way. You're playing against each other. You choose a phrase each and you take it in turns. Here's round one. Simon in Craster with your kippers. Let's go for you first because you are first on the line. Are you going to pick from these trigger phrases femi-transphobic gender signalling or cis-intolerant gluten shaming?
It's a tricky one. I'm going to go for the femi-transphobic one.
Femi-transphobic gender signalling is worth
five points.
Five points. Ooh. Which leaves Ken in Gravesend with a cis-intolerant gluten shaming, also worth
5 points.
5 points, yes.
Same every week on the first round.
It's very close.
Yes. What, can you tell us the scores, Cornelius?
Yeah, well, currently Simon is up ahead with 5, but Ken is as up ahead with him with 5.
Thank you. Here's round 2. Ken, you get to choose first this time. Will you go for white privileged fidget spinner of colour or a very real validity struggle?
A very real validity struggle, please.
Okay, that's worth...
I wanted that one.
Well, you've got
well,
actually, Ken picked wisely because it's worth 4 points, whereas the other one is 6 points. Cornelius, what are the scores?
So, Ken has got 9. Simon, unfortunately, ahead with 11.
Right, or behind, as it were, in quiz terms. It's confusing.
Yeah.
All right, okay, Simon picking first this time.
No,
all right, good, well done. Catchphrase.
Simon
picking first this time. Are you going to go for... to hang this on the millennial, who, bear in mind, will run away to their safe space when you reach 21. Assumptive pronoun appropriation or gender fluid reverse racism enabling?
I'll go for the gender fluid reverse, whatever you just said.
Very good, snowflaking there. 2 points, 2 points.
Thank you.
There. And the other one for Ken. Also 2 points, though. What are the scores? What are the scores?
Well, currently, Simon has 13.
Yeah.
Ken, however... Yeah. Is that clucking chicken? 11.
11, all right, OK. Well, this is... is this Ken... No, who's choosing first?
It's now time for Ken to choose first.
Ken choosing first. Are you going to go for non-specific platform identity or... LGBT OMG LOL ITV 2 plus 1.
Could I get the acronym one?
Yes, you could. And it's worth 3 points. Ooh. And non-specific platform identity falls to Simon in Craster. He gets 1 point for that.
Ooh.
Oh, what a scores, Cornelius.
Oh, well, that actually even ups the scores, John, as Simon has 14.
Yeah.
Whilst Ken, rather similarly, has 14.
It's Simon choosing first this time. Are you going to go for, are you going to go for microaggressive bi-bisexual vegan spreading? Or... hashtag knights in satin so white.
This is a tough one. I'm going to go for the microaggression one.
Microaggression is 2 points.
Ooh.
Knights in satin so white, the hashtag there.
Right.
3 points.
Wellity, wellity. Wow. Ken has 17.
Yeah.
And Simon is ahead with 16.
16, all right. Well, now, all to play for, because this is the last final round.
It
is, though.
It could be worth 1 point each.
Genuinely is. Okay, Ken choosing first. Are you going to go for, to hang on the final trigger phrase, onto the millennial, man-spreading fluidity sharing, or... virtue reactionary anxiety consent?
Can I get the virtue one?
Reactionary anxiety consent, all right.
Yeah. Exactly.
And Simon, you've got to go for man spreading fluidity sharing. That one is worth.
Which one?
For the man spreading. Simon's one.
Yeah.
Four points.
Oh, he's on 20.
He doesn't want 21.
He's tickling the line, John.
Oh.
Oh, no.
And Ken in Gravesend. the one you went for, Ken, it was virtue reactionary anxiety consent. It's 200 points. What are the final scores, Cornelius?
Well, Simon finished tickling the line on 20.
Yes.
Excellent. Ken, however...
yes. Go on.
Ken, however, very much crossed the line at 217. What happened to you just then?
Right, okay, I'm going to tell you exactly what happened.
Did part of the studio fall on your shin?
Yes, I am sitting on a chair in front of a desk, right? During the end of that, did you hear me wince?
Yeah.
Right, I'm not kidding, right? A whole panel from underneath the desk just fell on me and cracked me straight down the chin. Oh. The shin, not the chin. The shin, right? And it really hurts, and now I'm going to sue somebody. Because that's an accident at work, that is, and now it's cut my leg.
You know what?
Hang on, wait a minute.
Are you bleeding?
That!
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa. Fell on my leg.
Sucked.
Have you seen Carry On Up the Khyber when Sid James and all the other colonial rulers are sitting having a banquet and their palace is falling, literally falling to pieces all around them? They carry on eating and being polite and British. It's basically talk radio right now.
It really is,
Because as I walked in, through the door, I don't know how it happened, but almost like seconds before your accident... I walked in and knocked over a massive fire extinguisher that's outside the door, and it made a huge bang, and everyone looked around, and it was like... And then this happened. It was like everything started to fall to pieces like a Doctor Who set.
It also landed on my arm as well. It definitely landed on my arm. Look at that injury.
You had that bruise before.
Shut up.
People really underestimate how brave and physically tough you need to be to do this job.
I know.
And
what's more, that's an accident at work, and it's not my fault. And I think there's an advert for that.
Yeah, there absolutely
is. It probably was your fault.
No, it wasn't.
It normally is.
That just fell off onto my legs.
Very hard to get insurance if you're an afternoon radio presenter because of the high risks involved.
Yes, exactly.
And now we can see why.
Easier if you're drive time. You just get driving insurance that covers drive time.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, what's on your show?
We have got an amazing show, right? We're starting off with Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Yep.
We've got Sir John Bird. We've got Alistair Campbell. We've got Ian Duncan Smith. We've also got Andrew Rossendale MP, who, within the first month of the existence of this station, I had an absolute blazing, screaming on-air row with, which was great. I don't go in for that sort of thing so much anymore, but it was a sensational, like, shouting at each other and he put the phone down. It was about the Queen. He's banging to the Queen. I'm not so much.
Yeah.
But I was a bit adolescent, provoked him for my own amusement. Yeah, right. And he shouted his head off and I shouted back and he put the phone down and he swore he'd never speak to me again. Well, he must have forgotten because he's coming back on the show for the first time in about a year and a half. It's really exciting.
Is,
so it, we'll
is the first thing you're going to do is just play
him
that clip?
I'll just go, do you still love the Queen? Have you married her yet? Opening question. Yeah. That'll get him on the ropes. Good. Paxman style. Sort of thing he'd say.
Sam Delaney with you with all of that and more with Drive. We're back tomorrow 1 to 4. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Have a good evening.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.